Breaching Rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And broadcasting in HD.
The body count climbs as a political plan dies.
Iraqi lawmakers backing off plans to partition the country.
Small state, big stakes.
Why the White House and Senate Republicans are breathing a sigh of relief.
The fuel of the future.
You can only make hydrogen one way, and that's expensively.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It's been an especially grim day in Iraq. Police have found the mutilated bodies of 65 men. CBS's Pete Gow in Baghdad has the details.
They were found abandoned in various locations within the capital, all bearing the hallmarks of having been victims of sectarian death squads. Bound hand and foot, shot execution style through the head, and many bearing signs of having been tortured, these gruesome discoveries are clear signs that the recent military crackdown on such violence is far from a complete success.
And car bombs and mortar attacks have left more than 30 dead. The U.S. military says two more American soldiers have been killed. Against this backdrop, a proposal to partition Iraq appears dead.
Iraq's political leaders are meeting today, and the Speaker of Parliament says they'll probably shelve plans to divide the country into three autonomous regions. The proposal would have created a Shiite Muslim zone in southern Iraq, like the Kurds' autonomous region in the north. But Iraq's Sunni Muslims have generally resisted the idea, fearing they'd be left with desert and fearing it could lead to an extremist Shiite state. In the interests of peace, Iraq's most revered Shiite cleric, Grand Ayatollah Sistani, has told Shiite politicians to back off. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
A suicide bomber succeeded in killing only himself when he set off his explosives inside a mosque in southern Afghanistan. There's been an upsurge in Taliban violence in the country. NATO says suicide bombings this year have left 173 people dead, the vast majority of them civilians. The voters went to the polls in several states yesterday, including Minnesota.
We made history tonight. Yeah.
Democrats in Minneapolis picked Keith Ellison to run for a seat in the House this fall. If he wins, he would become the first Muslim elected to Congress. But the race that had the greatest national implications was held in the East.
To the voters of Rhode Island, thank you for the confidence.
Liberal Republican Lincoln Chafee held off a conservative challenge in the Senate primary race. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
Nick, even though Senator Chafee opposes the president on the war and other issues, the White House wanted him to win.
The irony is so thick in this thing that, I mean, you get it all over your shoes.
Because as CBS's Bob Schieffer notes, Chafee's seat is crucial to Republican efforts to hold on to the Senate. White House spokesman Tony Snow again indicates the GOP will make national security the key campaign issue.
There are going to be plenty of debates about who's going to be more effective in waging that battle.
But with polls showing public doubts about Iraq war policy, Democrats see security as their issue, too. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, even with gas prices coming down, some automakers looking for an alternative are turning to hydrogen power. Let's get that story live from CBS's Jim Shenevy.
Environmentalists want it.
I love it. I can't think of anything negative about it.
President Bush has pledged $1.2 billion to research it.
It's not a, you know, foolish dream. It's a reality that is going to come to be.
GM calls it the car of the future. BMW plans to put a fleet of hydrogen-burning cars on U.S. streets next year. But critics say it would cost billions upon billions when cheaper electric car technology is already available.
Battery technology has progressed by leaps and bounds.
Auto writer Dan Neal.
I think hydrogen's deader than disco.
Bottom line, don't look for a hydrogen car in showrooms anytime soon. Nick?
Well, kids are given antibiotics for ear infections more often than any other reason. But amid concerns that the medicines are overprescribed, a new study is advocating an old approach. Namely, wait a couple of days to see if just giving pain medication is as effective. Dr. Joseph Haddad says that's a tough sell.
There's a lot of pressure in doctor's offices to give antibiotics. A parent takes a day off from work, the child has a fever and ear pain. They don't feel like they've accomplished anything if they walk out without an antibiotic.
It's 4 past the hour.
This hour brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A missing family from Castle Rock found dead. It appears to be a double murder-suicide. A landowner in Lincoln County found the three bodies yesterday. A 49-year-old Joseph Bletcha, 46-year-old Jacqueline, and their daughter, 14-year-old Ashley Martin. Two of the bodies were in the bed of the truck, one outside of it. Castle Rock Police Lieutenant Tim Gorman says the family home will be searched today.
What we're planning on doing is a search warrant on the residents here in Castle Rock to determine if
that's the primary crime scene or if it's a secondary crime scene.
An autopsy will be conducted later this week to determine the cause of death. The father of a Marine suspected of staging his own disappearance to avoid duty is pleading for his son to contact his family. Lloyd Herring says the family has no idea where 21-year-old Lance Herring has been since August 29th, but he says he doubts a report by his son's friend that the disappearance was fake.
He is brave.
Herring's friend told investigators the Marine fell during a hike near Boulder. That friend, Steve Powers, has recanted that story. Herring may be charged with desertion if he doesn't show up soon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tim. Good morning. Absolutely nothing to slow you down. We have good speeds through the tech center on both 225 and I-25. We just had some crews still out along I-25 picking up cones. Also, for your high country drive today along I-70, don't forget project work continues on the Eisenhower Tunnel. You'll be caught in that traffic split on the eastbound side since the westbound lanes remain closed through tomorrow. Right now, we have no backups. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, we're going to be in good.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability. utility company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
You can get a complete lineup of what every hour is about, and you can pick from those hours. And Mr. John Turk, who produces this show, works on that hard every single day, and we thank him for that. Also, an apology this morning from yesterday. I know that I had a caller on, and I got pretty heated. And I got pretty heated, too, in the 7 o'clock hour. And I determined yesterday, after thinking about it, maybe I was being a bit too touchy. And fall is always a really difficult time for me. When the light changes, they call it seasonal affective disorder. But the thing is I don't have it all year round. I only have it in the fall. And when the light changes like that off of summer, it just connotes some kind of sadness to me. And as I've made no bones about it on this station, I've never made any bones about it on any radio station I've ever worked with. I mean, I do have mental health situations, and I do struggle with them. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see my doctor today. So we'll see if we can get that a little bit more on a little firmer ground. And I apologized yesterday for getting so hot. Okay. Not that I got that many complaints. I didn't get that many complaints. You guys must be getting used to me, which is good news. All right, it's 6:12, 12 minutes after 6. I got a gut churner of a story here that I want to share with you. 303-713-7600. Should I tell people what's coming up? Because I generally do that, too. Coming up, Tom Tancredo. If you look at the Rocky Mountain News today, but this was all over the Internet yesterday, and people were sending me emails about it, and John Turk and I were way hip to it early, and we're on it. We're going to talk to Mark Potok. We've had him on before. He's from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Tom Tancredo made an appearance Saturday, I believe it was, in front of the League of the South, which is known as a neo-Confederate hate group. And Mark Potok is going to come on to talk about that. We invited Congressman Tom Tancredo to come on and talk about it, but we never heard back from him, which doesn't shock us. He's not interested in really what's going on in his district, nor being on this show. He's out running around with fantasies of being the President of the United States, God help us. So we'll be talking about that in the 7 to 8 o'clock hour. Now, let me get back to the story. This story is gut-wrenching because, on one hand, there are a lot of us out there, myself included, we just don't believe in the death penalty. On the other hand, we're in a situation where, what do you do when a member of your own armed forces gets into trouble in a foreign country and gets charged with murder? Should that person received the death penalty, yes or no? And I know this is a weighty question at 6:14, 14 minutes after 6. But let me read you a little bit from the Associated Press. The government will not seek the death penalty for a Marine Corps corporal who is among 8 troops charged with the murder and other crimes in the shooting of a civilian Iraqi man, a military prosecutor told a hearing officer yesterday. Lance Corporal Jerry E. Shumate, he's only 21, is accused in the killing of a 52-year-old Hashim Ibrahim Awad That's Hashim Ibrahim Awad last April in Hamadiyah, west of Baghdad. Shumate is suspected of firing his M16 Awad at Awad, then lying to investigators about what happened, according to the charging documents. Military prosecutor Lieutenant Colonel John Baker's recommendation against possible death penalty for Shumate came at the conclusion of an Article 32 hearing, the equivalent of a preliminary hearing in civilian court that was held as part of a process to decide whether Shumate would be held for court-martial. The final decision rests with Lieutenant General James Mathis. So this guy has not been officially, you know, it's a preliminary hearing, and he hasn't officially gone to trial yet over this. An investigator who interviewed Shumate in Iraq testified that the interview was emotional, recounting how he burst into tears as he was questioned. He was fairly calm, but halfway through the interview, he became emotional, then calm, then emotional again, said Kelly Garbo, a special agent with the Naval Criminal Investigation Service. He was crying. She and Shumate spoke to her. She said that Shumate spoke to her voluntarily. No force or threats were used during the questioning. Garbo testified that Shumate was allowed to take a cigarette and water breaks. I told him other members of the squad had been honest and truthful and told us the real story of what happened that night, that there was a kidnap and that there was a murder. And this is Garbo testifying. He was shown a map that Lance Corporal Tyler Jackson, another defendant, had drawn during his interrogation. Garbo said the map was used to help Shumate show the officers where the events had occurred. Neither Garbo nor the two other NCIS investigators who testified were asked to give details of Shumate's statements. Defense attorneys did not cross-examine any of the investigators. Ask outside the court hearing whether there was an agreement to keep the statement secret. Lawyers on both sides refused to comment. All right, so here you got this 21-year-old kid. He's accused of this crime of killing this Iraqi man, lying about it to cover it up. And now the prosecution says, the government says, it will not seek the death penalty. Do you agree with this? Yes or no? Simple, right? Real simple question here at 6:16 in the morning, 60 minutes after 6. Do you agree with the idea that this guy, I mean, in other words, if our soldiers commit murder in Iraq, and they get found guilty, and this guy hasn't been found guilty yet, okay? So we got to keep that in mind. But he's not going to be charged with the death penalty if he is found guilty. I mean, they're not going to put him to death. Should our soldiers be charged with the? Should they receive the death penalty? Yes or no? Or is it one of these situations where it's war? It's understandable. There's tension. The kid's 21 years old, and life in prison is a more just punishment. See, I have real trouble with the state taking somebody's life. And I've been open about that, and I'm open about it, and I have trouble with it on a number of areas. And, you know, part of it has to do with the inequality of the justice system in America. But this isn't the regular, you know, civilian justice system. This is the military. Now, if you've been in the military, maybe you want to call and tell us, you know, how trustworthy this process is, and maybe you want to weigh in on the fact that should we punish one of our own with the death penalty if, indeed, this guy gunned down a 50-year-old Iraqi in cold blood? Four lines open, 303.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to GEICO.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has GEICO and ask some questions. Can GEICO really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Your car looks disgusting. Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
Interest rates could keep climbing. Refinance now and take advantage of the new LendingTree lock-in save. Hurry before rates go up any further. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
You're getting up on the left side of the bed with my buddy Jay Marvin. This is Ed Schultz. Today at 1, I'll be with you in the left lane on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You got it, my buddy, Big Eddie.
It's 6:22, 22 minutes after 6. High today, 86, mostly sunny. 303-713-7600. We're talking about this Marine, Lance Corporal Jurius Shumate. He's only 21 years of age. Maybe I should stop saying that he's only 21 years of age. Because, you know, 21 years of age, you should know right from wrong. But here's the thing. He's caught in wartime, which complicates this whole argument. The government will not seek the death penalty for a Marine Corps corporal who is among 8 troops charged with murder and other crimes in the shooting of a civilian Iraqi man. This was revealed by the military yesterday. And Lance Corporal Jerry E. Shumate, he's 21. He's accused of killing a 52-year-old Iraqi man last April. Well, you agree with that? Should he get the death penalty, yes or no? And I'm against the death penalty, but... And you know, there's this movement in this country, too, that all American soldiers and American personnel should be exempt from war crimes, from any kind of undue punishment. And the Iraqis have been arguing that people like Lance Corporal Jerry Shumate should stand trial under Iraqi laws. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Pete in Fort Collins. Pete, good morning. You're on AM 760. Hi. Pete, you there?
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hey, Pete, how are you this morning?
Oh, finer than frogs here. So, I'm this corporal, or this Marine guy. I'm like you. I'm against death penalty under any situation. I'm not that cruel to want to see somebody's life taken away. Although, I am cruel enough to see the guy stew for the rest of his life. And I think that's usually, under capital offenses, I think that's probably the best way to go.
So you believe that giving him life in prison would be fine?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're in this country or if you're in that country. I mean, we always say that, when you're here in the U.S., our rules apply, our laws apply. And there's a lot of sense in that, and so there's a lot of sense in, trying the guy in Iraq, too. But I'm just, I can't see taking another life.
All right, but what happens if and we don't even have to use him as an example. Let's just say any soldier is accused of this kind of thing. And it happens in Iraq, and the Iraqis want to try him under Iraqi law. Do you allow him to do that, or do you say no? They have to stand trial under military law.
Right. I think that they have to stand trial under military law since the military is what put him there. I think if the Iraqis want to take anybody to court, they should take the military to court. Well, they have done that.
They have sued the United States government and have been awarded. Really? And have been awarded money.
Well, then they should be awarded something. It just doesn't make sense to me. I got to pick up spiders at the house and take them outside, because the old lady wants me to kill them, and I can't do that.
Yeah, so. I have a very hard time with the death penalty as well. Hey, man, thanks, Pete. Appreciate it.
See you later, bud.
Okay. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. So should this guy have gotten the death penalty, or did the prosecution in this case make the right move? Two, if this happened in Iraq, which it did, the Iraqis and Maliki, just not too long ago, said that, when stuff like this goes down, when things like Haditha and other places go down, we should be able to try them in Iraq. Do you agree with that idea, that American personnel should be tried there? Here's Nanette in Castle Rock. Nanette, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I'm going to be the left of the entire world today. Not only don't I think he should be prosecuted or put to death or put in jail for the rest of his life, I think that just as soon as they put George Bush on trial for murder, then they can think about the soldiers and the things that they've done and put under duress to do. And I think this whole thing is so horrible. This guy needs counseling. He needs help. Maybe he needs to do some time for, to feel like he has paid for a crime he committed. But frankly, the way they've been ordered and what they've been told to do, they deserve medals just to get the hell out of there and survive. And I know that's wild, but I just can't see.
Which part of what you're saying do you think is over the top?
Over the top? I think that sending them, putting them on trial in Iraq is absurd. Putting them on trial here, I don't think they should do it. They sent them there to kill Iraqis. They sent them there to kill people.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to kill innocent civilians. You're not supposed to commit war crimes.
And how do you know who's who? And even if he did,
that's why you have a trial to try to determine that kind of stuff.
I just don't think at this point that the war is too out of hand. I think we need to counsel our American soldiers over there, work with them, but I don't think they should be put on trial. This war is wrong. It's an illegal war. They need to go to the top.
Okay, so if God forbid, an American soldier, and I say this in all seriousness, I really do, God forbid that this were to happen, that an American soldier were to just lose it, flip out, and let's say gun down 10 Iraqis in cold blood in the middle of the street, in Anbar province, you wouldn't want that person to be punished if they're found guilty for what they did. You'd let them walk and write it off to an illegal war.
No, God forbid he lost it. Like I said, these guys need counseling.
I agree with you there.
They need serious help. Maybe they need time to do time to. But I don't think it's hard time. I don't think they should be facing death penalties. These guys are sick. George Bush has sent them over there, and he has destroyed right from wrong in their heads.
All right. How about this idea? What happens if the reverse were to happen, and militia members in Iraq or Al Qaeda in Mesopotamia, for instance, shot 5 American soldiers in cold blood, and we captured them? What would you then say about them?
You don't think those people are sick too?
Oh yeah, I mean I think anybody who buys into an ideological jihad is definitely got a plug missing. But I'm asking, you wouldn't try them either then?
No, I really wouldn't. At this point, the world has gone crazy and people really need help. This whole thing scares me. It's marauding bands of kids and people who have been brainwashed. And who don't really, they know right from wrong, but they don't know what the hell they're doing. And I know that's a contradiction, but be put in that kind of position for three, I know I'd lose it. If I didn't kill somebody, I'd kill myself. And I mean that with
all seriousness. Yeah, but you know, you understand though that what you're advocating is then you're advocating setting up a situation where there would be no penalty to pay for having violated somebody's human rights and possibly committed a war crime.
I didn't say not to punish them per se, but I said they need help, they need counseling, they probably need time in a psychiatric hospital, that really works. But, you know, to come to grips with what they've done. But I'm not so sure that you can put these kids on trial for murder like that. I've got a 22-year-old son, and honest to God, he's a really good kid. And I can't imagine him doing something. But in that position, I can't imagine him holding it together either.
Right.
I don't see kids holding it together. And I don't care how much training you give them. You don't hold it together in that kind of situation. It's not a real war. What are we fighting? Who's the enemy? What are we doing?
It's a real war, all right. That's the tragedy of it.
It's not World War II where we know what we're in there for and what we're doing. Nobody knows what the hell's going on there.
You know what, Nanette? I love you, and I appreciate the call, and I hope you have a good day today, okay?
Yeah, we're going to have cookies.
You are? What kind of cookies?
I don't know. I just got the King Supers. I'm going to go buy some cookies.
Oh, I want some.
Oh, Jay, I'd bring them to you, but I'm going to be late as it is.
I'm sorry. Well, save me
That's
some.
That's all right.
Save me some, and I'll come to your house for milk and cookies.
Well, why don't you come up to Hinckley High School, and we'll have some for you.
Okay.
And you can talk to my students.
All right. I'll do that one day.
All right. Yes, I promise.
Okay, now that.
All right, bye.
See ya. Ooh, want some cookies? Some milk and cookies sound good right now, Gina?
But no.
No? Why not?
I'd rather have a hamburger or something.
You're kidding me. At 6:31 in the morning, 29 minutes before 7, you want to have a hamburger?
Sure.
Remember when we ate cheesesteaks at about this time in the morning, Jay, a couple months ago?
Speak for yourself. I didn't eat any cheesesteaks at this time of the morning. I had no cheesesteaks at this time of the morning.
Oh, that sounds good.
Did I? Did I have cheesesteaks?
Yeah, you, me, and Big Head Todd did. Remember that?
Oh. I knew there was a reason I felt bad all day long.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have a heart attack at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we got to lay off that stuff. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Morning drive, just getting geared up and going, and Gina Michaels has got the full picture.
Well, we're enjoying an incident-free ride. We're just getting busy along all of our highways. Usual heavy conditions on 270 from I-76 to York. We got the normal congestion kicking in now along southbound 25 out of Thornton, 104th to 84th. Tech Center traffic looks good. Just remember I-70 in the mountains, the Eisenhower Tunnel. We've got those big delays later on today. They've got the closure of the westbound side that's still in effect. Weather today, mainly sunny and warmer with a high of 87. Currently, it's 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
At your Jeep dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now get their best offer yet. 0% APR long-term financing for well-qualified buyers on select 2006 Jeep models. It's their best offer yet. But hurry, this offer ends soon.
This is Al Franken, AM760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Top three reasons I'm getting rid of my old appliances. Number three, my ice maker stopped working 2 years ago. Number two, all the knobs on my washer are broken, so I have to turn it on with pliers. And number one, in a way, I get rewarded for it.
Right now, get up to a $200 Home Depot gift card by mail-in rebate on any major appliance purchase. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through October 9th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Good morning, 6:33, 27 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM760, Progressive Talk. If you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that's going to save you big bucks, available only from my friends at the mortgage store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program. You're going to love this. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit cards, you know the rates are at record highs. You can get rid of all of these, consolidate all your bills into one low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust the results you'll get with them. They stay with you every step of the way. They're good folks. They underwrite their own loans, so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week, and they can give you a yes on the phone today. Now, they've got $25 million dedicated to this program, and it's not going to last long. So call right now. This 5.75% rate with only a 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last, so don't wait. Don't diddle-dally, as they say. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The number again, 303-423-7171.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
You'll never miss another minute of the J. Marvin Show. That's because every hour is now on AM760.net.
Good morning, 6:36. 36 minutes past the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. High today, 86, mostly sunny. J. Marvin. And we're talking about this Marine. The government's not going to seek the death penalty against this Marine who was charged with murder and other crimes in the shooting of a civilian Iraqi man. 303-713-7600. And I just want to know if you agree with this or not. And then the whole idea that the Iraqis have this fervent belief that anybody who commits a crime in their country should be tried under their laws, and that the military is exempt from that. And there are people who believe that Americans should be exempt from that. And whether this guy ought to get the death penalty, and so far a lot of people have called in and said don't prosecute him for what he's done. All right, let's go back to the phones, and I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's a hard question to answer. Can we go after one of our own if they've done wrong? Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
You know, I strongly believe in the death penalty. But in a case like this, I think, first of all, you have to have military court do it because civilians don't understand what these guys are going through.
Oh, yeah, no, it will be in a military court. No question.
And I think that we should do it ourselves. I think that's one of the things that makes us different from a lot of the other countries is we keep our people in check. We don't let our people get away with stuff that they shouldn't be doing. That's what makes us better than a lot of the other countries. As far as the death penalty, you can't give a guy like this the death penalty when they're under the stresses that they are. I don't think it's fair. To put him in jail for the rest of his life or to put him in jail with the possibility of parole after a significant amount of counseling and making sure that his head's clear, because like the lady before said, even though I think she's a little out there, a lot of these guys are messed up from what they're seeing.
Well, he's the third Marine to face an Article 32 hearing over this whole incident. The defendants are accused of entering this guy Awad's house on April the 26th, kidnapping him, taking him to a roadside hole. There, prosecutors allege that several troops shot him, and defense attorneys have questioned the credibility of the Iraqis who reported the killing to U.S. authorities, but in a brief closing argument, one of the hearing officers said that statements made in the case have been corroborated by DNA evidence and autopsy and ballistic reports. Now, you know, that's a pretty extreme crime to go break into somebody's house. Then take them to a roadside where there's a hole and then just shoot them.
I absolutely agree. But the thing that civilians might not understand is what happened to those guys earlier in that day that drove them to that. did they watch one of their buddies get blown apart? You know, and I'm, and that's not justification for what they did, but when you're under those extreme pressures, you know, you don't act like a normal human being.
Would you make the same case, say, for an insurgent or a member of a militia that we were to catch if they had broken into a place where, you know, so there were some Marines or some of our soldiers and had dragged them out and just shot them at gunpoint and we caught them, and they would say, well, you know, they would make the same plea. They'd say, well, the stress of the situation that's going on, I mean, would you grant them that same, in other words, do we live by a double standard, or does that work for both sides?
No, it doesn't work for both sides, because those guys don't have to be there. They choose to be there. Our guys enlisted, and they have to be there now. They don't have a choice to go over.
Yeah, but they would answer. They would probably answer you back by saying, I have no choice. My country's under siege.
Most of these guys aren't even from Iraq.
In other words, I guess the point I'm trying to make here is well, first of all, about most of them not being from Iraq, the majority of the people who are causing trouble in the sectarian violence are Iraqis. They are not foreign insurgents. Foreign insurgents only comprise 5 to 7%. Then the other side.
Where did you get that number from, Jay?
Where did I get it from?
Yeah.
Pentagon.
Okay.
And it's been all over the news. The other side of that would be, and many of these people who are involved in the sectarian violence, by the way, are members of these death squads or organized militias.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you have rules and you have Geneva Conventions and you have, like, rules that say, you know, you can't do this and you don't commit war crimes, you don't do this, do you only hold one side accountable for that, or do you hold everybody accountable?
Well, I mean, as far as the Geneva Convention goes, aren't the guys in Gitmo held there because they don't fall under the standards of the Geneva Convention? So I would assume that the insurgency...
No, they do fall under the standards of the Geneva Convention. The Supreme Court just ruled that.
Okay. Well, I would assume that the guys that we're fighting over there they're not uniformed soldiers. I thought that was one of the requirements.
No, I think it says enemy combatants. Well, I could be. I mean, you know what? Look, I could be totally wrong about that. And I'm not for the death penalty, so I'm not for giving the death penalty to any of these guys. For me, life in prison would be fine. And I understand that the guy's 21 years old, and I understand, you know, that place is a horror show over there, and I understand all of that. And I'm not without compassion about any of that stuff. But you know, this is when we start getting down to the nut cutting. I mean, this is when we start getting down to the test. And the test is, do we have uniform justice for everybody involved, or is there part and parcel of justice just kind of handed out at our convenience? See what I'm saying?
I think if you capture somebody, you can't just kill them. I would say that you should have a trial for them, and if found guilty, you know, whatever happens, happens. As far as our guys, those people over there aren't going to keep their own people in check. They're not going to have a military tribunal for their own guys. They're going to put them back on the battlefield. Whereas if our guys do something wrong, we're going to keep them in check.
I agree with you. But what I'm saying is, if we catch them, are they subject? You know, what rules do we subject them to? Do we subject them to our rules? And if we subject them to our rules, then what part of our see? This is what this whole battle about Guantanamo is all about. I mean, do we subject them to our rules? And if we do, and if we subject them to military tribunals, you know, what part of our rules, what part of our laws do we give them? And what's going on currently, the struggle at Capitol Hill now is, in which Bush is losing ground on this, is the idea that they can only have some but not all, and that it's not a uniform situation. Where I maintain it has to be a uniform situation, or it's hypocrisy.
I would say if you're going to give them some of the rights from the Geneva Convention, you got to give them all. In that situation, it's all or none. But I would say, why not turn them over to the Iraqis and let them deal with them? They're dealing with Saddam. I'm sure that they'd have no problem with dealing with the insurgency. If we catch people that are insurgents, hand them over, or militia members, whatever, and say, this is what they did, here's the evidence, you deal with it.
Yeah, I think it would be. I think if God forbid this were to happen, I think it would be an excellent test of the Iraqi system. I have to agree with you on that. Hey, Mark, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. All right. One line open at 303-713-7600, 644, 16 away from 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7 o'clock, Tom Tancredo. He finds the stars and bars to be very attractive, particularly at barbecues. I wonder how those of you...
For the lowest closing costs and the best rate on a home loan, call Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan. We are the original mortgage company on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. Tom has confidence in us, and you will too. Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan is a direct lender. There are no added broker fees or points. Interest rates and closing costs are posted daily at 303homeloan.com. We guarantee our fees. There is never a surprise at the closing table. Advantage Funding. You'll be amazed at the savings. Call 303 Home Loan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
Boulder Turnpike is a nice drive into the metro. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 87. Tonight, mainly clear, a few high clouds, mild and 54. Currently, it's 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
At your Jeep dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now get their best offer yet.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And I've been talking about this for the last couple of days. You buy a brand new car, that new car smell, oh man, yeah. But you know what? Drive it off the lot, and you suffer immediate depreciation. Why not buy at Rockies and let somebody else take that financial ding? And at Rockies Autos, they're the number one volume dealer. Why? Because they have a diverse inventory of all kinds of vehicles, over 500 of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, and vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They have their matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $15, they'll put down $15, you got $3,000. And great people to work with. Over 100 employees out there dedicated to making your experience a good one. See my friends, the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv. They're great guys. Fred Lebrato, Jim Monroe, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays. The list just goes on and on of great people working out there. And everybody out there works very, very hard. Ziggy, Colby, Isaac, Don, Roger. They're all very, very, very sherry. They're all very hardworking people. And you can tell the minute you step on the lot. They're family-owned and operated. Been that way since 1982. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m., until 9 p.m. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, or here's the other thing, just drop by and see them at 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Marshall's Law number 190. Turn your pumpkin into a princess and save like a superhero. Don't miss Marshall's first ever Halloween event starting this Thursday. Find a monstrous selection of the same premium kids' costumes you'll find in catalogs and specialty stores for only $7.99 to $24.99. Plus wigs, wands, spooky decor, and more. Get to Marshall's amazing Halloween event this Thursday. Costumes should be scary, not their prices. That's Marshall's Law.
Honey, what color should we paint the bedroom?
Ah, sweetie, I don't care.
Okay, then pink it is.
Pink? Now I care.
It's the fall color sale going on now at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Stop in and save 20% on a wide variety of high-quality Sherwin-Williams paints and stains. Plus, get free shipping on custom order wallpaper, too. For painting and decorating,
ask Sherwin-Williams.
For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning to you and yours. It's 6:49, 11 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 86. Mostly sunny. J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Accused Marine will not face the death penalty. We're taking your calls about it. And let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay.
I'm with you. Don't agree with the death penalty. Can't do it. For me, it's religious. I just can't do it. But I've got a question for you.
Sure.
Blackwater.
The mercenaries.
They're under no law. They are held accountable to no one. So how does this work? And they have killed people, and they videotaped it. But that's okay. They cannot be tried. They're nobody. They answer to nobody. But our soldiers, who, you know, half of them are way too young, in my opinion, are going to face this, which I actually believe is appropriate. If you kill someone, I think you have to be held accountable for it. But they're, you know, 21 years old. 21 years old. I have a granddaughter, 21 years old. She's bright. She's not mature. I'd like to think she wouldn't kill somebody, but that isn't the point. We have a double standard here. And we've hired mercenaries who are running amok, doing whatever they want to do. You don't ever hear about that. You never hear about the fact that they are killing people with complete impunity, and nothing happens.
Well, they should be held accountable as well.
Should be, but they're not.
Well, I mean, that's a failure of the administration. That's a failure of the United States government not to hold them accountable.
That's the deal they struck.
But because that's going on doesn't necessarily mean that in the case of these Marines who are accused of, these three Marines are accused of dragging this guy out of his house, taking him to a roadside,
which is terrible,
shooting him.
It's terrible.
I mean, it doesn't let them off the hook.
No, I agree with you 100%. My husband was in Vietnam three tours. He's told me a lot about the mindset. He was a very young guy. Went in the Navy at 17 years old. He said after a while you see things. Your mind goes in kind of a strange tangent, if you will. And the enemy. It's all about the enemy. Kill the enemy. And they're not thinking. They're not thinking their way through. They're not using a good process. They're reacting.
It's extremely, extremely hard to fight. Extremely, extremely hard to fight an insurgency with a standard army.
I mean, this is impossible.
You know, Mary and I were talking about this last night, about what lunacy that is, and the fact that I had this really wild idea, which probably would never work. But I always thought about it this way: why didn't the administration do this? Of course, now I'm kind of opening it up to debate the whole, you know, Iraq policy. But why didn't we do this? Why don't we secure Afghanistan? Use it as a base of operations. Let the CIA go in there. Recruit Arabs, recruit Pakistanis, recruit Afghans, recruit whoever, pay them, or whatever it is we have to do to recruit them, and have them go hunt Al-Qaeda, because they can move in those dark shadows where we can't move, and we would have kept the focus on who really caused these problems and wouldn't be sitting in another country like we are now, which is Iraq, bogged down with all of this foolishness.
You've got to remember, Jay, you've got to remember. I got so mad at you the other day, I honestly turned my car off, my radio off in the car. You refuse to think about what really is going on here through my head, which is fine, and that's your choice. This isn't about the war. This is all about money, power, oil. That's it. That's why we're never going to leave.
Well, I don't say that that's not true.
But that
I,
is.
When did I ever say that wasn't true?
You didn't. But this all was created. This was all fabricated, if you will, to get us there.
What, to get us into Iraq?
Absolutely. In my mind, absolutely.
Yeah, the intelligence was cherry-picked. There's no question about it.
And the whole goal, Project for a New American Century.
Well, yeah, they wanted
the whole
to go a long time ago.
Is power
and control. But the other thing you're leaving out is, and the part that you should read, and the part that is available, and the part that these people fervently believe, and I repeated it yesterday, and it is what they really believe. They believe, and this is their theory, that we are America, the last remaining standing superpower.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you do not do what we tell you to do, then what we're going to do is we're going to wheel around and we're going to punish you.
Oh, yeah.
And they needed somebody to make that example out of, And so they picked Iraq to go in there and do it, and because it fit for a number of convenient reasons. And now what's ended up happening is this is blown up on them.
Well, but I guess where I'm going is these kids don't count. They don't matter. They're not important to him, to Georgie, to his buddies. They have no value.
Well, it goes back to that old statement about old men always send young men off
to
die.
Absolutely. But to me, there's nothing about this that has any semblance of, honor, whatever. This is all about the end goal, control, money, power. If they kill 10,000 American soldiers, whatever. I don't believe in my heart that these people care. They will never care. They're so removed on a day-to-day basis from our life. They live in this rarefied air. They feel that they are above what we have to live.
Well, I don't disagree with any of that. And I think all you have to do is look at their statements. Look at Cheney's statement on Sunday that if we had to do it all over again, knowing what he knows now, we would go back and do exactly the same thing, which is a statement it's a statement of insanity, but I agree. All right, to cap this off, so what do you want to do? What do you want to do with these three Marines, and particularly
frankly,
this one?
I think they have to be tried. I think they have to be tried by us. They're members of our Marine Corps, which is a member of our armed forces. I think we have to do this.
But no death penalty.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Life imprisonment, probably not that either. I think this kid, we have to understand the circumstances. You have to have a better view. What did happen to him earlier that day? What did he see? Did he have a breakdown, if you will? What triggered this? Or was it cold-blooded? If it was cold-blooded, then he probably needs to be put away. We probably don't want him on the street with the rest of us. My gut says it probably wasn't. It probably was triggered by events that occurred before that he saw, was engaged, involved in.
And also bear in mind there were two others who were along with
him. Two. But again, I've talked to my brother, again, a Marine in Vietnam, talked to my husband. It's like they get into a dark place. Apocalypse Now, according to my husband, is so bloody close to the truth it's scary. And that is one.
That's a rough movie. All
that
right,
is
but
a
we do,
scary
but,
movie.
But we do, you and I do agree, that there has to be some degree of accountability.
Yes.
But we can't just say, okay, you walk because it's wartime.
No, that's just wrong. But I think you look at the chain of command going up, and you look at how they're trained, and you look at all the aspects that came together to create what we have. These guys are, let's face it, they're trained to kill. That's what it's about. They're trained to kill the enemy. Let's not go into the fact that we started this little nonsense. We are responsible.
I agree. No disagreement with you on that.
You and I disagree on 9/11.
We disagree on 9/11, but you know what? Listen, that's what makes the world go round.
It does.
All right, Pat. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, talk to you.
Bye-bye.
All right, good to hear her voice. She doesn't call in as much as I would like her to. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about this whole Tancredo thing. Tancredo's forces, of course, are denying that this happened. I mean, there's an article in the Denver Post today. Tancredo, bigots didn't sponsor talk. The lawmaker denies that a group eschewing racial equality hosted his recent speech in South Carolina. But I'm going to tell you something, Tom, who wouldn't come on this show, and we asked him to. I don't know about you, but here's where my standards lie. I don't speak in any public situation, nor do I associate with anybody who displays the stars and bars, baby. I've been in the South. I know what that means, and ain't no way I'm getting near it. We'll talk about it coming up.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with Cityboy 284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about a good story, especially a life story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can. Volvo for life. Lease a new 2007 Volvo XC90 3.2 all-wheel drive for $389 a month for 24 months. $3509 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The company chairman is out, but that is not the end of the boardroom scandal at Hewlett Packard.
People's identity was taken falsely. It's a crime.
And California Attorney General Bill Lockyer tells the NewsHour on PBS that could mean criminal charges. CBS's Steve Futterman has more on the story from Los Angeles.
The California Attorney General says he already has enough evidence to indict. It's unclear which Hewlett-Packard officials may be facing potential criminal charges, but the company's chairwoman, Patricia Dunn, who's been under the spotlight, has announced her resignation effective in January. She will remain a company director.
Outside investigators hired by HP to find the source of boardroom news leaks may have broken the law to get phone records of board members and reporters. United Airlines Flight 890 was in the air from Los Angeles to Washington Dulles Airport last evening. Something strange happened.
This man came out of the bathroom. He was dressed like in an army suit, full army gear.
And he tried to pry open a door while that jet was in flight to Washington. Air marshals and passengers stopped him before he could. Another bolt lost in space, and that's not the only mishap for the Atlantis space shuttle crew. CBS's Peter King joins us live from the Kennedy Space Center. Peter, what else?
Well, anybody who's ever tried to loosen a very tight bolt knows it doesn't always come easily, not even with power tools.
You broke the socket?
Yeah. Collect the pieces.
I have all the pieces.
Of course, you can't go to the store for a new one in space, but there is a toolbox with spares, so they're fine. No floating pieces either. They are a bit concerned about that bolt from earlier this morning and hoping it didn't float into a motorized joint on the big space station truss and jam the gears. We'll find out when they try it out in a couple of hours. Frank?
Michigan could become the first state to require schoolgirls to get the new vaccine against the virus that causes cervical cancer. A bill backed by Senator Beverly Hammerstrom and other female lawmakers would require shots for a girl entering the sixth grade.
We are going to save lives with this. It's shown to be 100% effective for those two HPV types that cause 70% of the cervical cancers.
The bill makes an exception for parents who object for medical, moral, or philosophical reasons. Critics say giving girls the vaccine could encourage them to become sexually active. If there's one thing Iraq has an endless supply of, it's grief. This time it's grief for 60 people tortured, bound, and shot dead, execution style. Police found the bodies in mostly Sunni neighborhoods around Baghdad. Here at home, Republican Senate primary voters in Rhode Island decided to stick with incumbent Lincoln Chafee, even though he opposes President Bush on the war and some other big issues. Party leaders, anxious to hold on to the Senate in November, feared that conservative challenger Stephen Laffey was too conservative to win in a heavily Democratic state. Now, just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are down a little less than a point. This is CBS News.
When the morning rolls around, you've got places to be and things to do. There's no time for twiddling your thumbs, but that's no reason to skip breakfast. Not when you can pop a Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese croissant in the microwave and be on your way in less than a minute. Bite into breakfast on your way out the door, and the rest of the morning will thank you for it. So do yourself a favor and look for Jimmy Dean croissants inside your grocer's freezer, because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
So what do your Discover business card purchase checks do down here in your desk drawer? Basically, show up your other checks. Your checking account checks don't earn rewards, but when you pay vendors with fee-free purchase checks, you earn cash back bonus on business purchases. Plus, you get the same payment grace period as your card. Maybe your purchase checks deserve a drawer of their own.
It's time to take control with the new Discover Business Card. Visit discoverbiz.com/control or call 1-888-221-4BIZ to learn more.
This hour brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. By this time next year, the U.S. economy will face a recession, and Colorado's economy will be dragged down with it.
I've been worried about the feel of this recovery for a long time, and I decided it's finally time to call it like I see it. I'm giving a 75% chance of a recession beginning sometime in 2007.
U.S. Bank's Tucker Hart Adams made a mark 5 years ago when she correctly predicted the last national recession that started in March of 2001 and ended that November. She says unless the housing collapse is worse than we expect, Colorado is not facing a long, serious recession. University of Northern Colorado reserve punter Mitch Kozad is accused of stabbing the starting punter in his kicking leg. Kozad scheduled to appear in court for a bond hearing today. Police say he allegedly attacked Bears starting punter Rafael Mendoza in a parking lot Monday night, a few miles south of Greeley. Mendoza was treated at North Colorado Med Center and has been released. Kozad, Mendoza, and Zach Bigelow had been in a three-way race for the starting punter's position in preseason training there. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Westbound I-270 catching some additional delay now through Commerce City. We have a stalled RTD bus off on the right-hand shoulder between Vasquez and Quebec. So watch out for that. Otherwise, collision-free around Metro Denver. Southbound 25 looks like the slowest stretch right now out of Thornton. Speeds in the 20s near 104th. You're tapping the brakes. Southbound 225 between 6th and Mississippi. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes today. And our weather outlook, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 87. Currently, it's 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
At your Dodge dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now get their best offer yet. 0% APR long-term financing for well-qualified buyers on select 2006 Dodge models. It's their best offer yet, but hurry, this offer ends soon.
I hear you got a new car.
Yeah, I got it for good price.
What kind is it?
Dunno.
What color?
No idea.
Four-door or two-door?
Haven't a clue. But hey, I got it for good price.
Buying a car on price alone doesn't make much sense, so why buy car insurance that way? At Progressive Direct, we provide rates of other top companies plus 20 facts and figures so you can compare on more than just price. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Seven minutes after 7 o'clock, high today 86, mostly sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Jay Marvin, good to have you along. Tom Tancredo, it's all over the blogs yesterday, Tom Tancredo went to a barbecue in South Carolina, and at this barbecue was the state chapter of the League of the South. A neoconservative hate group, and they hosted the barbecue in honor of the Colorado Congressman, Tom Tancredo, head of the House Immigration Reform Caucus, and likely a contestant in the 2008 GOP presidential primary, was there. Proceeds from the $15 a plate fundraiser went to Americans Have Had Enough, a South Carolina-based nonprofit coalition for which Tancredo serves as honorary chairman. We asked the congressman to be on. We never got a comment back, so... about this, but the Denver Post today carries an article in which Tancredo's side is claiming that these people from the League of the South did not host the barbecue, that it was the group Americans Have Had Enough, and the people who first discovered this were the Southern Poverty Law Center, and on the line with us from the Southern Poverty Law Center is Mark Potok. We've had him on before, and Mark, good morning and welcome to the program. Nice to have you on.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, so Tancredo's position is that Americans Have Had Enough sponsored this thing, and that SOL just happened to be there, LOS just happened to be there, and that he's basically trying to distance himself from it. But I understand, like, for instance, in the backdrop of this thing, there were stars and bars flags all over the place?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's very convenient for him to say that his own little outfit, I mean, this organization... that he names is really his own outfit. I mean, look, all I can say to you, a couple things. Yes, when he went in there and spoke, not only was there a giant Confederate battle flag behind him, but at the end of the event, I mean, everybody in the room stood up and sang Dixie, and so on. He was also followed to the podium by several members of the League of the South. And as to, you know, the defense, hastily pulled together defense from Tancredo's office, is, yes, this was not a League of the South event at all. You know, all I can tell you is that for many, many days now, the South Carolina League of the South has been advertising this event. They say Congressman Tom Tancredo will be our guest at the Visa Room, the South Carolina State Museum. They go on to say that proceeds will go to Congressman Tancredo's 501c4 organization. America has had enough. All questions should be directed to Lurie Sally, who is an official, leading official of the South Carolina League of the South. So, you know, I suppose he's going to parse this until the end of time. I mean, I think the thing to say about it all is, well, whoever hosted it, you know, he certainly had the opportunity to turn around and walk out. But, you know, this is a man who has not done that in similar situations in the past. I remember about 2000, Tancredo invited a whole batch of hardline anti-immigration activists into his office. A woman there named Barbara Coe, who is the head of another hate group, the California Coalition Against for Immigration Reform, handed Tancredo a big award. Now, just to, you know, explain what I'm talking about, I mean, Coe is a woman who admits membership, who actually boasts about her membership in the Council of Conservative Citizens, you know, an openly white supremacist group. So, you know, I am not saying that Tom Tancredo is a white supremacist, but it seems to me that the evidence suggests that he is quite willing to pander to those kind of people.
Or he's insensitive.
Well, yeah, I mean, insensitive
care.
Is sort of a light. Yeah, I think doesn't care is the minimum position here. You know, he is quite willing to go to these kinds of events. You know, if you put League of the South into Google, it takes you about 15 seconds to figure out what kind of group they are. But I think, you know, this is a guy who is, you know, you lie down with dogs, you get up with fleas. If you pander to these kinds of groups, you are going to find yourself on the podium next to genuine white supremacists, and that's what's happened in this instance.
Now, he's taken money, though, before from white supremacists, has he not?
I do not know that, and I don't think I can prove that, no.
Okay. I always thought that he had, that either they had contributed to this organization of his or that they had given him campaign finance money.
That's very possibly true, but I don't have that data in front of me.
Okay, well, that's fine. But his explanation that they were not the main co-hosts of the event still rings kind of hollow, because I think any decent human being, and maybe in a backhanded way I'm calling Tommy not very decent, but any decent human being who would walk into a setting like that, see those rebel flags, see what the crowd's about, see who's there, and see what groups are there, wouldn't show up. I mean, they'd get up and leave. They'd get up and walk out. I know I certainly would do it. I would wager to think that you'd do it, and I think most people would probably do it.
I certainly think that's true. But, you know, we're talking about a guy who is probably the most extreme member of the United States Congress. I mean, let's remember, we reported a couple of years ago, that Tom Tancredo, in addressing a major Minuteman event in Arizona in a closed session, which I also had a reporter, he was very angry at President Bush because Bush, of course, had called the Minutemen a quote-unquote vigilante group. Tancredo told his very appreciative crowd that Bush should have to write apology on a blackboard 100 times and then lick it clean with his tongue. I mean, you know, this is the kind of guy we're talking about. You know, let's not forget he was not so long ago suggesting that we might want to take out Mecca, you know, should radical Islamists do us any more harm.
Yeah, we have that audio of him wanting to take out Mecca. As a matter of fact, let's play that. Do we have that? Let's play it here. Give it a listen.
You know, if this happens in the United States, and we determine that it is the result of extremist fundamentalist Muslims, you know, you could take out their holy sites.
You're talking about bombing Mecca.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
That is really something. I mean, you know, Tancredo also a few years ago was campaigning for a Senate candidate up in the state of Illinois. The Chicago Tribune reported that while on the road, you know, he told his audience, this is out there in public, that illegal aliens, quote, are coming here to kill you and to kill me and our families. And And, you know, that was a characterization that was applied to, you know, what, 11, 12 million people. And I think it goes without saying that, you know, any sane person, you know, can realize that, you know, all of those people are not coming here to kill us and our families.
This is really the second time now in the last couple of months that a Republican candidate for a federal office has been caught or tied to this kind of lunacy. George Allen is the other one who comes to mind with his macaca comment, and then the fact that they dug up pictures of him with the Conservative Citizens Council, which is a racist organization, and now you got Tom Tancredo rubbing elbows with these people. It's just amazing, isn't it?
Well, I mean, these are really concerns for us. You know, obviously we follow George Allen in detail and have that picture. And, you know, this is what I think of as a kind of central part of our mission, is to separate politicians, even rather extreme ones of the ilk of Tancredo and George Allen, from white supremacists. We don't want to see the mainstream sort of political dialogue in this country essentially poisoned by racist ideologues. And that, it seems to me, is what's going on, at least at the fringes. You know, we see more and more of this kind of pandering to essentially white supremacist audiences or audiences with those kinds of leanings. And I think it's a bloody shame. You know, I think it's absolutely fine, I want to be clear about this, for Americans to debate the level of immigration in the United States. I mean, that is an absolutely legitimate discussion. But when the discussion becomes, you know, is reduced to they're coming here to kill us and our babies and rape our daughters, you know, a clear falsification, that really is no longer, you know, within the parameters of sort of a legitimate democratic dialogue. It's just defamation.
7:16, 16 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Mark Potok with us from the Southern Poverty Law Center. We're talking about Tom Tancredo. So you don't want to go as far as, and I don't think I want to go as far as labeling Tom Tancredo a racist, although I think there are people out there who believe that he is. But there's got to be something wrong here with somebody who would speak in front of this kind of a group.
Well, that's my feeling. You know, apparently Tancredo doesn't agree. I think that when you go into a situation like that, you know, look, I mean, if nothing more, it seems to me that Tancredo and his people might have learned something from George Allen's experience. You know, when you go into these situations, as I said before, I mean, you know, you sort of lie down with dogs, you get up with fleas. And, you know, that has happened quite a bit out there, and it has really been damaging to a number of politicians. You know, I remember a few years ago we exposed the fact that then the then Senate Majority Leader, Trent Lott, had endorsed and was endorsing the Council of Conservative Citizens. And, you know, his response was not dissimilar from Tancredo's in this case. You know, at first he'd never heard of the group, and then the next response to reporters was, well, he had heard of them but really didn't know what they were about. And it went on and on and on until ultimately the New York Times found an uncle of Trent Lott who said, oh, yeah, he's been a member of that group for years. So, you know, I'm not accusing Tancredo of being a member of the League of the South, but I think that there is a lot of, I think what we're seeing is a political tap dance here. You know, it's not a pleasant thing for him to have to deal with this publicity. And if he can get away with making the idea stick that actually this wasn't a League of the South event at all, it was really put on by his own little nonprofit, then I suppose he feels like he can kind of get away with it.
You know, sadly enough, I have a feeling that he will get away with it.
Well, you know, my experience in these kinds of disputes is that, yes, very often politicians get away with these kinds of things. They're kind of forgotten for a while, but that ultimately they pile on. Again, to go back to Trent Lott, you know, Lott, there were calls for Lott's stepping down as Senate Majority Leader and so on, and there was an unsuccessful attempt within the House of Representatives to bring a resolution condemning the Council of Conservative Citizens, and ultimately it all passed without Lott stepping down. But then 5 or 6 years later, he made his unfortunate comment about Strom Thurmond. It really would have been a great thing if Strom Thurmond and the Dixiecrats, who, of course, were running on an explicitly segregationist platform, had won in the United States back in 1948. And that cost a lot his job as Senate Majority Leader. And I think that very few people at this point, you know, wouldn't acknowledge that Lott seemed to have some very clear links to racists and racism. So I think, you know, it may come back to bite Tom Tancredo in the end.
Boy, one can only hope so. Mark Potok, is Director of Intelligence Project at the Southern Poverty Law Center. You can go to the Law Center and read the article yourself about this at splcenter.org. And, Mark, thank you once again for being on the program in such short notice.
And thanks for having us.
You bet. All right. There's Mark Potok from the Southern Poverty Law Center. All right, let's talk about Tom Tancredo, 303-713-7600. And, you know, once again, I mean, I'm not going to call him a racist, but, you know, in my experience, and maybe in your experience, you know, if I went to a meeting or went to a function, and there were people there from the Sons of the South or any other neo-Confederate hate group or the American Nazi Party or the John Birch Society or whatever, you know, and I walked in the room and saw stars and bars, I'd leave. You know, I don't care where it's held. I mean, if those were the kind of people who'd be involved, I wouldn't be involved in it. So, I'm interested to see what you have to think about it. 303-71...
No doubt about it. The Internet is a great place to hang out. Like blogging, for example. I love to blog. Maybe too much. When I think of all the hours I blogged. Anyway, you've probably spent a lot of time on the Internet, too. Isn't it time the Internet paid you back? Just 15 minutes at GEICO.com could save you hundreds on car insurance. Now that's what I call payback.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Aurora traffic picking up southbound at 6th and again near Yosemite getting into the tech center. Weather today, sunny and warmer with a high of 87. Tomorrow, warmer and 88. Currently it's 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Go ahead, hit the snooze button. Kaiser Permanente would like you to remember, if you snooze, you can't lose. Get plenty of sleep and rest, along with a healthy diet. At Kaiser Permanente, they want you to stay healthy and thrive.
By actively involving ourselves in our children's lives, we can direct them toward activities that allow them to feel good about themselves. Hobbies and sports can provide positive experiences. Family activities help establish strong family values. Our constant involvement in their lives makes a positive difference. This is from Shiloh House at 6400 West Coal Mine Avenue in Littleton, a quality residential treatment center specializing in outpatient programs, foster care, in-home programs, abuse treatment, and more. Call Shiloh House at 932-9599. Shiloh House.
Today's seminar is titled, How to Uncover Leads. It's easy. All you need is Hoovers. That's right. Just go to www.tryhoovers.com. Okay, that's it. Thanks for coming.
Whoa, hey, that's it? I paid a lot of money for this seminar, and all I get is tryhoovers.com?
To meet sales goals, you need targeted, qualified leads, not just names and numbers. And there's just one place to go for accurate information, tryhoovers.com.
But I already have a list of businesses and people that I can call. Why Hoovers?
Are you sure you're calling the right people? Do they have a need for your products and services? Hoovers is the only resource that can uncover the right leads, so you can start prospecting today. And right now, Hoovers is offering a free trial at tryhoovers.com.
So Hoovers can help me uncover new leads that I've been missing.
Go check it out. Over 300,000 successful business professionals already rely on Hoovers to get and keep their competitive edge.
Visit tryhoovers.com for your free trial or call 1-866-206-2076. Offer ends soon.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a tough job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So, I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk September 28th through September 30th for the 25th Annual Great American Beer Festival held at the Colorado Convention Center. This three-day event is host to one of the nation's most prestigious beer judging competitions.
Be sure to come thirsty.
There will be over 1,600 samples from the 380 U.S. brewers participating. For all the details and for the chance to win your free tickets, log on to am760.net.
If this happens in the United States, and we determine that it is the result of extremist fundamentalist Muslims, you know, you could take out their holy sites.
You're talking about bombing Mecca.
Yeah.
Well, there is Bad Tommy, 7:24, 24 minutes after 7. The Southern Poverty Law Center catching Tom Tancredo speaking at a conference in which one of the participants and one of the sponsors, although he denies they were a sponsor, but you heard Mark Potok, they took out full-page ads. The state chapter of the League of the South, a neo-Confederate hate group, hosted a barbecue for Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo, and it was $15 a plate, this affair. One line open at 303-713-7600. Your feelings about this. Let's go to Dan in Erie. Who's been hanging on. Dan, thanks for waiting, and you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
It's the League of the South is the racist organization, and they didn't sponsor it. The only place that there is evidence of that is on their own website.
Well,
that's where the Southern Poverty Center got their information.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. You even said so.
No.
They had the full page ads. They had everything on their website.
A couple of things there. First of all, they took ads out in the paper, saying that they were sponsoring it. Second of all, if they were sponsoring it or they weren't sponsoring it, they claimed sponsorship. And third, why would you go in and why would you speak in front of a group that would be comprised of those kinds of people?
Well, because you can't restrict who goes into a public event, especially in the State History Museum. Which is why they had Confederate flags hanging around, correct?
Really, and that's why after he was done speaking, the congressman was done speaking, then one of the members from the LOS got up and spoke. So in other words...
League of the South.
League of the South. LOS. League of the South. One of the members of the League of the South got up and spoke right after Tom Tancredo. So you're saying to me that it would be okay to be in a room with those kinds of people who you say you can't control who comes, but then they're part of the official program, and you're saying that's okay. So in other words, if I were to appear at something, and a member of the American Nazi Party was also part of the official program, would that make it okay?
Sure.
Okay. Well, your values are different than mine.
Yeah. Well, we know that, and you know, you just have this hot thing on illegal immigration, and I can prove you're wrong in one sentence.
Well, you know what? It has nothing to do with illegal immigration. It has to do with the company you keep, sir.
Well, no, you have a problem with Tom Tancredo and his stand on illegal immigration.
I don't agree with him on his stand on illegal immigration. But the point is, I don't agree. I wouldn't go. You know what? People should be able to have as Mark Potok said, people should be able to have an open and honest debate about immigration and the plans to control immigration in this country. But you know what? If you're have any degree of sensitivity towards anybody, and if you have any degree of decency, you do not go to meetings where neo-Confederate hate groups hang out. You do not go and speak at meetings where they're part of the program. You don't do it. I have proof from the Southern Poverty Law Center. And you know what? Given the example of whose words I would take, I trust them more than I would trust you.
Of course you would.
Yeah, because you have an axe to grind.
Of course.
Yeah, because you're defending Tom Tancredo at any price, and you're blind to the fact that he's hanging out with these people. And you know what? If I were hanging out with members of the Communist Party of the United States, what would you say about me?
No, you're smearing by affiliation, by association.
Oh, I see. I see.
You're being a Republican.
Mm-hmm. How about if I hung out with members of Al-Qaeda and spoke in a group where Al-Qaeda was on the program? Then what would you say?
Well, for one thing, they shouldn't even be on the street if they're known members of Al-Qaeda. They would be in jail.
Suppose they were Al-Qaeda sympathizers. What would you say? Suppose they were members of radical Islam. What would you say?
That's fine.
Yeah. No, no, that's fine. Okay.
You can associate with who
as a federal, you know what? As a federal congressman, you know what? Who you associate with and who you deal with has a lot to do with it, and they're a racist organization, and birds of a feather at times have a tendency to flock together. Thank you for the call. Unbelievable. Oh, so it's like I'm on him because of his immigration policies. No, I disagree with him over his immigration policies. But ask yourself, would you go to a meeting? You know what? Let's throw this open and look at it this way. Would you go to a meeting where there were people like LOS?
The report.
League of the South? Would you go to a meeting like that? Would you go to a meeting where there were members of the concerned Citizens Council and other hate groups? Would that be okay? Would you, you know, you'd find no problem with that? Would you? How about if your local congressman did that? Would that bother you? No, maybe I'm the only one who's bothered by this. Maybe I'm the only one who finds this to be disgusting. But I think Tom Tancredo has a lot to answer up for as to why he was hanging around with these people. And this guilt by association smear business, this last caller, hey, listen, you guys in the right have made a career out of doing that kind of stuff. 303-713-7600, I got two lines open. And if you live in Tom Tancredo's district, too, I'd really like to hear what you have to say. 7:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at traffic now with Gina Michaels. Well, apparently we don't have Gina Michaels. All right, let's just go to a break.
At your Dodge dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now get their best offer yet. 0% APR long-term financing for well-qualified buyers on select 2006 Dodge models. It's their best offer yet, but hurry, this offer ends soon.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get progressive about your career. You'll listen to AM 760. Now you can join the AM 760 sales team. AM 760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you're outgoing, motivated, energetic, and excited by commission-based sales, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to denverjobs@clearchannel.com today or visit clearcareers.com for additional information. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Got big problems now on eastbound I-70 at York. A stall blocks the left lane, so be prepared to move right to get past some of the stop and go, which is all the way back to Federal. Bad news for the Boulder Turnpike. A rollover crash has at least one lane blocked westbound on approach to Davidson Mesa. Rolling backups there between Cherryvale and McCaslin Boulevard. Of course, we're seeing the slowing on the eastbound lanes as well. Weather today, mainly sunny and warmer with a high of 87. Currently, it's 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities. Or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote. Paid for by AARP.
Don't procrastinate.
call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Interest rates could keep climbing. Refinance now and take advantage of the new LendingTree lock-in save. Hurry before rates go up any further. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:34. It's 34 minutes past the hour. High today, 86, mostly sunny. We're talking about Tom Tancredo hanging out with these neo-Confederate hate groups. 303-713-7600. He denies it and says that they didn't sponsor this barbecue. But the Southern Poverty Law Center says that at this barbecue, the state chapter league of the South, a neo-Confederate of the LOS, a neo-Confederate group, hate group, hosted a barbecue in honor of Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo, head of the House Immigration Reform Caucus and likely contestant in the 2008 a GOP presidential primary. Proceeds from the $15 plate fundraiser went to America's Had Enough. Americans Have Had Enough, a South Carolina-based nonprofit coalition, which Tancredo serves as honorary chairman. And these sons of the Confederate, there were members of, there were red-shirted members of the LOS in the audience, and the sons of the Confederate veterans were also there. The LOS is a Southern white nationalist organization dedicated to Southern independence, complete, full, and total. And as I tried to say that guy Dave, when Tom Tancredo was done speaking, one of these guys from the LOS came up to the podium and spoke, so he was part of the program. League of the South. Here's Ed and Greeley. Ed, you're on AM 760. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ed. You're on. Hi.
Good morning. Keep up the good work. Terrific show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'd just like to comment on the Tancredo thing. I'm not going to get into the guy from Erie, but you can't win an argument with an idiot, Jay. It's one of those things that you can present 10 truckloads of information that support your side, and one guy can just say, I don't believe it. That's not the reason for my call. The reason for my call is I just, liberals, and I'm a liberal, obviously, I'm tired of, no, I'm not tired. That's not a nice thing to say. I'm just kind of disappointed in our side when they don't call a spade a shovel. Tom Tancredo, in this situation, is a bald-faced liar. He's just a liar. We all know that politicians try to spin things, and they try to get... They parsed their words so that it doesn't appear that way, but in my opinion, if he's not a racist, he's as close as they get, and you're correct. Anybody that would go on the stage of this group, and as far as I'm concerned, and I understand that this is my opinion, he knew exactly what he was getting into, exactly. It's one of those situations that a politician that's representing hundreds of thousands of people has such a broad view or has such a narrow view of certain things, and now we put him in a position of power. I also think any desire or hope to become a presidential candidate has been scuttled because of this. This will be like an albatross around his neck. I hope this country, if this country ever gets to the point where we're starting to embrace racists or people that have that ilk, we are in deep trouble. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. I just
don't understand.
I'm disgusted.
I don't understand why so much of this comes out of the Republican Party. You know, I'd be embarrassed at people like George Allen, Tom Tancredo, Trent Lott, what's his name in Montana. Conrad Burns, who, you know,
yeah.
my little Guatemalan house painter, and, you know, all what is wrong with the Republican Party that they that you know Bill Owens' comments about Asians and Jews. What is it about the Republican Party that they can't seem to control themselves? I don't understand why what's going on there. And you know, once again, as I submitted to that guy in Erie, that guy Dan in Erie, who claimed that I was smearing him. Look, you know what? If you're a decent, upstanding human being, you go into a place like that, you see people like that, you say, you know what? I don't want to be here, and you leave.
Well, if you're in America, I have no problem. It's as disgusting as it is. I have no problem if a guy goes to one of those meetings. I think it's abhorrent. But if you're a political candidate or are a politician that's already been elected, you don't go into one of those things. I have no problem with. I'm a liberal in the strictest sense of the word. I believe you can do what you want in this country as long as you're not breaking the laws. I think it's disgusting and abhorrent, as I've said before. But my goodness, when you're representing hundreds of thousands of people, it's guilt by association. It's true. And these Republicans, I think, are shameless. They just don't care about anything except staying in power. And I'm an ex-history teacher and retired history teacher, and I understand that a lot of politicians get elected, and the next thing you hear is their biggest job is to get reelected, and their justification for that is, how can I help the people in my district if I'm not in office? So therefore, I'll do what I need to do to stay in power. And I think Karl Rove and his ilk have just made that into a mantra from the Republican Party. It worked 6 and 8 and 10 years ago, and now they see that it works, and they're just going crazy. I'm really afraid what's happening in the next couple months here before this election. It's going to get ugly.
I'm very, very hopeful. Of course, you know, if I lived in Tancredo's district, here's the question I'd be asking him. I'd be asking Tommy, what is he doing for me and for my interests as my congressman in South Carolina, speaking before neo-Confederate groups? Ed, thank
Absolutely.
You, man. I appreciate
you
the call.
Keep up the good work, Jay.
All right, thank you. And I don't know this, and I'll ask this question on the air. How many African-American constituents does Mr. Tancredo have? Does he have any? I mean, I wonder if he'd like to sit down and explain that they weren't throwing the barbecue. Because, man, you know what? Those people are also anti-Semitic. I'd be incensed if my congressperson turned up at one of those events. Sam in Denver. Sam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, how you doing, Jay?
Hi.
You know, what people like that, you know, it's scary how people can come up with this, the thinking, the thought that they come out with. People like this is thinking like this. This is ridiculous. And also, you know, I've been in business for 10 years. These Republicans have had the reins of this country for the last 6 years, whatever, and they messed the country up. Why would the Democrats have to be so hard trying to take this back? Are these people just that stupid enough to fight the Republicans and let them take it over again?
No, they're just scared.
But I mean, I'd be scared of Republicans. It's time now to change. It's time to get a change now. Just like you said about this thing about Tancredo. Look how they're thinking. Look at Allen. They're just showing you what's coming out of them.
Why is it all coming out of the Republican Party? Why is this coming out of the Republican Party?
Because they're desperate and they're scared. They're scared that if the Democrats take it over, that they're going to have to bring those lies out front. That they're going to be questioned about what they've done the last 6 years. They're panicking. So now they're trying to bring out all this venom and let it come out. The Democrats don't have no plan. Well, you're the one that got us in this mess in the first place. They got us here. And the people, all they got to do is look at and say, hey, okay, the Democrats are always cleaning up after the Republicans. Just like if you got a child, if that child threw a rock and break a window and hide his hand, then they're going to make you think that the other party's to blame for it. They're always blaming somebody else for their mess.
Well, I just, you know, I mean, as I said before, Tancredo, George Allen, Conrad Burns. Oh, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let's not forget about him and that hot-blooded, Latino African-American comment that he made in California. I mean, these people must function on stereotypes. I don't get it at all. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
All right. Let me go to Tom in Littleton. Tom, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I appreciate your show, Jay.
Thank you.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Tom Tancredo is a bigot. I've lived in this district for 4 years and observed this the entire time. this just didn't start now. He's been doing it for a long time, and that's partially how he's getting elected. And if you vote for him, you're a bigot as well, as far as I'm concerned. And by next summer, as soon as this school year's out, I'm moving my kids out of this district. There's no way that I can live in this intolerant group.
Well, you can get out there and vote for Bill Winter, but that'll do some good. And also, are there any people of color living in that congressional district?
A few.
I mean, I wonder how Tom Tancredo would sit down and explain this to an African American or a Hispanic constituent.
But Jay, he doesn't have to, and he doesn't interact with anyone who of color or any liberals or any people who are low income as well. He is catering to the business community of Littleton who wants to keep the status quo.
Well, that's sad. I always thought Littleton was a pretty nice place.
Well, it's a nice place, but that doesn't mean that it's not full of bigotry. It looks good.
All right, Tom. Thanks, man. Appreciate
sure,
the call.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. There is an alternative on the ballot there against Tom Tancredo. His name is Bill Winter. He's a fine guy. Go to his website, winterforcongress, I believe it is, .com, or something like that. Just Google in Bill Winter, and he could use your support and your help. And I'm not talking about this on the air to try to help Bill Winter. I'm talking about it on the air because it's just unbelievable that whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a moderate, whether you're sitting in the middle, whether you're a Republican, wherever you stand on the political spectrum, that if you're in Tom Tancredo's congressional district, that you tolerate a congressman that's doing two things. One, out of the district, how's he helping you? And two, here's the bigger thing, hanging around with neo-Confederate hate group?
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Down I-70 at York, we have a stall block in the left lane. This is also causing some major delay right between York and Federal. Weather today, mainly sunny and warmer with a high of 87. Tomorrow, warmer 88. Currently, it's 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Thinking tires? Then don't miss the last sale of the summer, the Tires Plus September 10 event. 4 days only, September 14th through the 17th. Save 10 to 40% on hundreds of top major brands under the big top. Thinking tires? Think Tires Plus.
Randy Rhodes.
Smoking the pod and shaving your armpits. I mean, are you saving the armpit air for an emergency? Does every part of your body absorb the THC so you can smoke it in a pinch? I mean, look, I like the granola girl look myself. I've been known to wear, a ruffly skirt and a little peasant top myself from time to time. But I shave.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
7:46, 14 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Coco and Jackson, Mary and I just love them. There are two dogs. One's a Minpin and one's a Welsh Corgi. And Coco, Jackson, the Minpin, had been sick, had messed up his back, but now it's better. And you know what? They love to ride in the car. Now, if your dog gets car sick, it's more often caused by the stress of being in the car and not the actual motion of the car. And our dogs get all excited, and they love to go for a ride. And you know what? You take them because they're part of the family, and you want to treat them well. And you know something? You got to think about what you feed your dogs. Now, maybe you've made an effort to eat healthier yourself and take better care of yourself and your family. But what about your dog? He's part of the family too, right? That's why there's new Purina One Natural Blends, making it easy for you to make a healthy change in your dog naturally. New Purina One Natural Blends is made with natural, wholesome ingredients like real white meat chicken, brown rice, and oatmeal. It's naturally preserved with no added fillers, artificial colors, or flavors. And you need to think about this. I mean, could a natural dog food help change your dog's health for the better? I bet, it can. And it has with Jackson and Coco. Try Purina One Natural Blends for 30 days and see your dog's health, energy, skin, coat, teeth, and digestion, and check the difference. Look for Purina One Natural Blends in the white bag. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And you'll receive a coupon for a free 4-pound bag so you can make the healthy change in your dog naturally. And don't forget, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Hey, we're the Sloan Brothers from StartupNation.com. With the new Discover business card, Discover introduces the financial tools business owners need.
It gives you more control over the day-to-day expenses of running a business. The new card comes with the best rewards program in the industry, flexible payment options, and personalized customer service.
So where do you sign up? At discoverbiz.com/tools or just call 1-888-DISCOVER. The Discover business card. It works.
Hi, is Michael there?
This is?
Okay, my name is Neil.
Yeah.
And we've never actually met before, but I used to own your Volkswagen Jetta.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I just miss it, you know? And how is it?
It's great. It's a great car.
Isn't it? It is so great. Let me ask you something. Is it dirty? Because I could wash it.
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
But I also know who our enemies are, and they're not just terrorists. They are not just people who have, quote, hijacked the religion. They're not terrorists. We keep saying it's the war on terror because we don't have the guts to say it's a war on fundamentalist Islam.
Well, I'll tell you what, I like that Tom Tancredo, and every time I hear that Tom Tancredo talk, I tell you what, I just feel like a real American. I'm going to vote for Tom. What do you mean my teeth are green, and I'm missing one? Hand me a beer, Bubba. It's 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Tom Tancredo caught speaking at an engagement in which there were neo-Confederate hate groups there. And as a matter of fact, one of them followed him to the podium. And this was the League of the South. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I want to answer a question that you sort of posed just before the break. I went to Littleton High back in the 60s, and we had two black guys that I can remember. One was continuous 2 years, and the other was a foreign exchange student. This was in that high school. So kind of sets set up that community. I don't have anything against it, actually. That's years of my life were spent, you know, going to school there. But anyway, I wanted to kind of expound on one of the other callers said or got around. You know, the people that voted this guy in, just like they did in Marilyn Musgrave's district, they know who these people are. And I think people hold on to a belief and are afraid to admit, hey, maybe I was wrong about this guy. And the more you hit them over the head with the mistake, the harder they cling to their belief. And I think somehow or another we got to break that. And to get somebody like Bill Winter, man, why wouldn't somebody put this guy in?
I don't know. I'd vote for him in a heartbeat, not giving his campaign money.
Oh, yeah. I believe it. And, I mean, you know, as I said, I think people get into this thing where, you know, I'm going to stick by this guy come hell or high water. You know, I mean, same way, you're running people that supported Reagan that way, supported Kennedy that way, support Bush that way. You know, it just totally blind to the issues. This is the guy I chose, and that's who I'm sticking with, no matter what. And so you kind of got to break that. Now, that said, I think Tom Kratos, in my opinion, has had a racist appeal, appeals to people's sense of racism, and more than your plight is determined because all these liberal programs that help people and things like that. I think there's a certain segment of society out there that really want to have somebody to blame for things not going well in their life, and somebody like Tom Cancredo, I believe, appeals to that in people. And you know, I don't. How do you say, hey, you know, that isn't really the way it is.
Well, it's a good question. I mean, the authoritarian right always has to have an enemy, and they always have to be able to have fear. But I don't know. How did most of us grow up, and how did most of us learn that? You know, slavery wasn't right, that there was nothing gracious about the South in that regard. Even people who live in the South recognize that. And how do we grow up to be able to overcome our fears of people who may be different than we are? I don't know. I mean, how do you arrive at that level? I don't know how to turn any of that around. I mean, if I knew how to turn that around, I wouldn't be doing this. I'd be doing it. I'd be out there, you know, doing it. I don't know how to do it. I know that no caller is going to call here, and I reference back to the one guy, Dave or Dan or whoever it is, and tell me that, you know, that this stuff doesn't matter and that I'm smearing them by guilt by association. You know, I worked in the South for 17 and a half years. I'm hip to what goes on there. My wife is from the South. Well, you know, we know what the story is. She was raised there. She knows what the story is. We know what Mr. Tancredo is doing. And for him to get have a little article in the Denver Post today and a little article in the Rocky Mountain News and to try to distance himself off on this, you know what? It's just not going to fly. It's not going to fly because, I say it again, and you know what? And it's incumbent upon you if you're an elected official even more so. Most of us who are decent, history-understanding, decent moral human beings would look around the room, see people like this, know that they were involved, and say, you know what, you can't count on my participation, I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, well, you kind of hit on something right there, history. I'm astounded continually by the common historic facts that people don't know. And
well,
it's really sad,
how much is reflected in what's going on right now. But how much do you have to know that what went on with the South and to know that slavery is wrong?
Sure, I understand that, Jay, but I just don't think I think it's so far on the back burner what's happened and where we've been. If we don't know that, then how are we going to, you know, we're letting ourselves being taken over by the religious right. And
then we, you know what? Then we have to battle it. We have to battle it in the public place of ideas. Greg,
exactly.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks. Let's go to Joe. And by the way, we just found out that Tom Tancredo will be on KOA. So what Tom Tancredo will do is he will seek safe harbor, and he will go where he's safe, not where he's unsafe, which is here. But we'll try to get the audio and try to play it back for you. Let me go to Joe in Golden real quick. Joe, you got about a minute. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Listen, this is a long-standing tradition of conduct with Tom Tancredo. I've got an article from the Rocky Mountain News from September 18th, 1998, where he's quoted talking to the Guardians of American Liberty in Glendale, Colorado. And that's a militia group recognized by the FBI as dangerous, listed by the Southern Poverty Law Center's Militia Task Force. And here's what he tells them. He says, "I must tell you that I believe with all my heart that there is a conflict in our culture today that is so very deep and so very significant that it will be played out really in one of two ways, according to the transcript. It will be played out either at the ballot box or in the streets. That's how very basic the division is." And remember, he's telling that to a militia group. And
that's madness. That is absolute frickin' madness.
Now, here's the other thing. They ask him, "Did you know who you're talking to?" And he says, "No, I don't know who I was talking to at all." I tell you, Jay, these guys, they use ignorance like pederasts use candy.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Joe, thank you. Great call.
All right, bye.
All right, appreciate it. Coming up next, should a woman be able to sell her eggs? And we'll get that Tancredo on.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
And so I had to cross over a bridge, and I was coming to the peak of the bridge when all of a sudden a vehicle veered into my lane. And I realized consciously, oh, my God, I'm going over the bridge. And, oh, my God, I might die. And, oh, my God, I'm about to pick up my son, and he's not going to know where I am. And this could be the end of my life. I saw pedestrians looking at my car with horror in their faces. I continued until I went.
The thing about a life experience, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can. Volvo. For life. This is the true survival account of Elizabeth Malson, a member of the Volvo Saved My Life Club. To hear the rest of her experience, please visit DenverVolvoDealers.com.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The House and Senate have started working on new terrorism legislation, and the White House is pulling out all the stops to give President Bush the power he wants. CBS's Peter Mayer is live with the administration's bottom line.
Well, Frank, the White House wants wide authority to monitor, question, and prosecute terror suspects. Some lawmakers, including some Republicans, though, oppose giving the administration a free pass on the legislation. They want new curbs on those powers. The president wants Congress to fast-track the issue before it adjourns. This morning, a spokeswoman says the White House is involved in intense negotiations on this issue, Frank.
Well, everything was going well for spacewalking astronauts Dan Burbank and Steve McClain.
I removed the cover, and when I did, all four bolts were on it.
And then it happened, another bolt lost in space.
And then when I went to look at Alpha 1, it was not there.
Two bolts lost in 2 days, and later McClain broke a tool he was working with. NASA technicians don't believe the debris poses a threat to the shuttle. A case of corporate intrigue has cost Hewlett-Packard chairman Patricia Dunn her job, but as CBS's Steve Futterman tells us, that's hardly the end of the story.
It began with Hewlett-Packard officials trying to find the source of a news leak. It's turned into a criminal investigation.
Crimes have been committed.
That's California Attorney General Bill Lockyer on the PBS NewsHour. In trying to find the source of the leaks, investigators hired by Hewlett-Packard allegedly employed illegal means, reportedly using false identification to obtain the phone records of news reporters. Officials from the company have tried to distance themselves from any illegal activity. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A raffle for a good cause shouldn't raise eyebrows. CBS's Jim Krasula tells us why a North Carolina fundraiser did.
The head of the North Buncombe Youth Athletic Association near Asheville says someone didn't think the idea through. Prompted by complaints from parents, the group has stopped selling raffle tickets for an Uzi submachine gun. The tickets were being sold at a concession stand during a high school football practice. The group had not okayed the idea beforehand.
It's finally official in Maryland. Anti-war Democrat Ben Cardin has beaten former NAACP head Kwesi Mfumi for the party's Senate nomination. Mfumi could see the writing on the wall late last night.
Although I wanted to be Ben's senator, he might just have to be mine. And you know what? If he is, he'll be a damn good senator representing the state of Maryland.
In Rhode Island, Republicans nominated Senator Lincoln Chafee for another term. Party leaders anxious to keep control of the Senate said Chafee's conservative challenger, Stephen Laffey, wouldn't stand a chance to win in such a heavily Democratic state. Well, there's a new face on morning television, and it belongs to Meredith Vieira, who joined NBC's Today Show as Matt Lauer's co-host.
I'm so happy. Oh, I can't tell you. I'm so excited.
I have not been more excited to come to work since the day after Bryant announced he was leaving.
Vieira takes over from Katie Couric, who left for the CBS Evening News. The Dow Industrials are up a point. This is CBS News.
You, line dancing with space aliens. Leprechauns playing hopscotch. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding your hair. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding his own hair. Genghis Khan in underwear that reads Saturday, but it's Monday. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Luvox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you. Or if your insomnia doesn't improve, take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1. See our ad in Prevention Magazine or visit Rosarum.com.
Unicorns, mermaids, gargoyles, dragons.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. By this time next year, the U.S. economy will face a recession, and Colorado's economy will be dragged down with it.
I'm giving a 75% chance of a recession beginning sometime in 2007.
U.S. Bank's Tucker Hart Adams gave her not-so-rosy economic outlook yesterday. She's been called the Duchess of Doom in the past. And even though she correctly predicted the last national recession that started in March of 2001, the Denver Business Journal's editor says she's not always correct.
Tucker, you know, said last year, she gave a kind of a gloomy forecast last year, and we did better than what she said, but there are some things out there that worry her.
Hart Adams' biggest worries include that we're not saving enough and we're spending too much money and the falling housing market and much more. The man arrested just a month ago for the murder of JonBenet Ramsey has now been transferred to Sonoma, California. It was statements like this one about JonBenet that got him arrested in Bangkok and extradited to Colorado.
I love her very much and that her death was unintentional and it was an accident.
Car facing child porn charges in California. At your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update, I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, in Lakewood, watch out for a new crash. Bad spot for you. Eastbound 6th Avenue at Garrison. You're in a holding pattern from Kipling to Wadsworth. No improvement yet on the Boulder Turnpike. In fact, we've had a second crash. Westbound lanes at Sheridan. We're still in cleanup from a rollover at Davidson Mesa. Two lanes blocked there. Stop and go between Cherryvale and McCaslin. Out of Boulder, you can expect to catch those Curiosity delays there and at the usual snag, Federal to Pecos. We also have a new wreck southbound 225 in Aurora near Mississippi and a two-car westbound I-76 at 96th in Henderson. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather sunny and warmer with a high of 87. Right now it's 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Save now, save later with Orbitz. Go to Orbitz.com and when you save now on select trips in 2000...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Field, Rockies Dugout Stores, King Supers, 1-800-388-ROCK, or online at ColoradoRockies.com. This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be bad.
Seven minutes after 8, high today 86, mostly sunny skies here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you miss any or all of the show, and you just come in like at the last couple of minutes of any hour, all of this is available via podcast at am760.net. So you can go there and download the hour of your choice or all 4 hours and listen within the comfort of your own home, car, or wherever it is that you do your listening, office, or wherever the case may be. What did we say that the population, the African-American population of Tom Tancredo's congressional district is what, like about 1%?
Yeah, the stats I found is, and this is from 2005, census 2005, 614,000 live in the 6th congressional district, 11,000 African-American, which is about 1.9%,
about
2%. About
2%. So I wonder if Mr. Tancredo would like to go to any of that 2%, explain what he was doing talking to neo-Confederate hate groups. Just wondering. Hi, I'm Tom Tancredo, and I'm running for Congress. Want to hear about my trip to South Carolina? And once again, we did invite the congressman to come on, and he shunned us. Okay, let's move into something else. This is a story that's in the Los Angeles Times this morning, and it's headlined, New Battle Lines Are Drawn Over Egg Donation. And this is the issue of whether to pay women to be stem cell research donors. It has split feminists, causing some to align with Christian conservatives. And here's the central question. Should a woman be allowed to sell her eggs? The question has never triggered much debate in the private world of the fertility medicine, where Ivy League women can earn tens of thousands of dollars per donation. But it seems everything about stem cell research is political these days. A spirited disagreement over payment has split feminists, with some calling compensation to research subjects coercive and others contending that banning is too paternalistic. The dispute has prompted some abortion rights organizations to line up on the issue with the conservative Christian groups that oppose embryonic stem cell research. It has also driven a wedge between two historic allies, stem cell scientists and fertility clinics, which have long relied on an open market for egg sales. The conflict has been building for years. Human eggs are crucial for stem cell research, but harvesting eggs entails medical risks, some potentially lethal. Hoping to preempt a controversy, the authors of a California proposition that's going to be on the ballot there in November 71, which was approved back in 2004, had declared that, or I guess it's already California law, excuse me, has declared that scientists who receive grants from the $3 billion state stem cell agency could not pay egg donors, but merely reimburse their expenses. A bill now on Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's desk, sponsored by two lawmakers, one a Democrat, one a Republican, would extend those payments to restrictions to privately funded laboratories. And this comes into this, you know, asks the question, should a woman be able to sell her eggs to a fertility clinic or to a research project? And whether the idea of selling them is morally wrong, whether the idea of selling them is wrong, or should a woman be in charge totally, completely of her own body? And if she wants to sell her eggs, then she ought to be able to do it. Now, the prices on these eggs vary. Often they pay somewhere between $5,000 and $50,000 because of the demand for genetic material. The donors have a tendency to be white, well-educated, and well-paid. Stem cell researchers seek eggs only as a vehicle for someone else's DNA, so all viable eggs can be used, regardless of class, race, or color. This is one of the things we're going to have to face in this country when it comes to the whole argument about stem cell research. I'm definitely for stem cell research because I think it has a lot of medical pluses to it. But the idea of a woman going out and selling her eggs in order to make money strikes some people as being wrong. And then you get into the question of poor women in this society. How much money is enough to get a poor woman to sell her eggs? And do you ante up the stakes? Do you ante up the amount of money that you pay until you finally entice them into doing it, where a rich woman wouldn't have to unless she absolutely wanted to? So this is something I've never discussed on talk radio before. I have never, ever, ever dealt into this issue before. And I don't know how you feel about it, and I'd like to find out how you feel about it and whether you think it's right or wrong for a woman to be able to go down to a fertility clinic or research facility and be able to go in and say, okay, here, I'm willing to sell my eggs. How much are you going to pay? Or is it wrong for the government to legislate what a woman can or cannot do with her body, and particularly with fertility eggs. Now, you know, you could take this argument, to a really extreme example, which would be, okay, then if the government is not in a position, or, you know, if you believe that the government is not in a position to legalize, or, I'm sorry, to legislate what a woman does or does not do with her body or with her eggs, if you're in the position to be in that situation where you say, okay, we're going to legislatively control this, and you turn around and say, no, the government has no right to legislatively control this, and that a woman should be able to do exactly what a woman wants to do, because it's her body, then how about this? Should a woman be able to be a prostitute? I'm just giving an example. Now, people would come forward and say, yeah, maybe, but the problem is, here's the thing. It's not a victimless crime. Prostitution is not a victimless crime because it often involves the transmission of social diseases. So that would be one caveat. And you can get into all kinds of extreme examples here. Does a woman have a right to sell herself into slavery? And if you went to her and said, well, slavery is wrong, and why are you doing this? Well, I need the money, and it's my body, and I'll do what I want. Now, I want to hear from women about this. I would love to hear from women about this subject. How you feel about your eggs. Because I've often had this really weird feeling that, you know what, men should stay out of these kind of discussions in a lot of ways. I'm not saying if you're a male caller, you shouldn't call. But think about this. We're not talking, men making decisions for women. Women should make decisions for women, right? Or men and women should make decisions together. But I'm talking about men making laws that affect women. And really only a woman can truly understand all of this, right? A woman can only truly understand about giving birth. A woman can truly only understand about fertility, about eggs. I mean, that's a woman's deal. And I've often thought about, just even the question of abortion, about how maybe men should just, like, stay out of it. Because it's not them that are either going to have to carry the baby to term, nor is it them that is involved in the situation, other than to help create the child. Well, what eventually becomes a child, I should say. So we're in uncharted water here. We're in definite uncharted water since I have never, ever entertained this topic on the radio ever. And I figure, you know what? I figure either you're going to come forward and storm the phones, and we're going to have a good discussion about this for the next 44 minutes, or I'm going to talk to myself and fall flat on my face. Because people you either don't care or don't fathom the topic. John Turk and I talked about this at about 4:30 this morning. You know, we said, hey, I said, hey, man, I've never discussed this on the air. What do you think about this? And he said, well, you should give it a try. Let's see what people say about it. So I got like one line open at 303-713-7600. Should women be allowed to sell their eggs? The question has triggered a debate going on now where there hasn't been one prior in the world of fertility medicine. So
now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
This is westbound at Sheridan. We're jammed up, too, on the eastbound side near the crashes and, again, at Federal. Also dealing with problems southbound 225 in Aurora near Mississippi. Looks like they cleared the one westbound I-76 at 96. Weather today, mainly sunny and warmer with a high of 87. Right now it's 54 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thinking tires? Then don't miss the last sale of the summer, the Tires Plus September 10 event. 4 days only, September 14th through the 17th. Save 10 to 40% on hundreds of top major brands under the big top. Thinking tires? Think Tires Plus.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of 4 installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
Part one of today's seminar is titled, How to Close the Deal. It's easy. All you need is Hoovers. That's right. Just go to www.tryhoovers.com. Okay, see you tomorrow for part two.
Hey, wait a minute. I paid a lot of money for this seminar, and all I get is a tryhoovers.com web address?
If you're prepared, you will close the deal. And to be prepared, you need to visit Hoovers at tryhoovers.com.
I still don't get it. I already spend days researching client websites, press releases. Why Hoovers?
Hoovers is the only place with all the information and insight you need to close the deal. You'll have access to accurate, up-to-the-minute information about industries and key executives that you won't find anywhere else. And right now, Hoovers is offering a free trial at tryhoovers.com.
So I can spend less time researching and more time with my clients by just visiting tryhoovers.com?
Go check it out. Hoovers is fast and it saves you time. Over 300,000 successful business professionals already rely on Hoovers to get and keep their competitive edge.
Visit tryhoovers.com for your free trial or call 1-866-206-2076. Offer ends soon.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk September 28th through September 30th for the 25th annual Great American Beer Festival held at the Colorado Convention Center. This 3-day event is host to one of the nation's most prestigious beer judging competitions.
Be sure to come thirsty.
There will be over 1,600 samples from the 380 U.S. brewers participating. For all the details and for the chance to win your free tickets, log on to AM760.net.
Showing a voice like that. It's 21 minutes after 8. High today, 86. Good morning. Mostly sunny skies. We're talking about this article in the Los Angeles Times. Should a woman be allowed to sell her eggs? I've never even done this on the air before, so let's see what we get at 303-713-7600. Here's Lisa in Denver. Lisa, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Good, Lisa. How about with you?
Oh, I'm so disgusted with this freaking conversation.
Well, are you disgusted with it?
I'm disgusted because I'm so sick of women going backwards and backwards, and this just not making everybody so angry. I mean, it's our freaking bodies. It's our eggs. We can do with them what we want. If we don't get fertilized, why can't they get harvested? Because, to be graphic, they drop into the toilet if we don't use them, you know?
Well, because I think there's some people who would object to the idea that, of going out there and you know and selling it and making a profit, and then the idea of, well, would you then coerce, you know, could you then use economic incentives to get poor women to do it because they would have to do it because of money, and then of course you have the traditional objections to fooling around with stem cells. Fooling around with these eggs to begin with, and you get into all of this stuff.
So why do men get paid for sperm? I mean, you know what?
I can't understand that. I have never sold sperm in my life, and I don't think I could ever find a buyer who would want any of my sperm.
Well, I mean, it's like if you're going to stop it all the way across the board. But, I mean, there's never been a question of men donating sperm and getting sold for it. And, you know, I know plenty of women who've needed the money and have sold an egg that would never have been used. And, you know, it helped them financially. It helped them get out of debt. You know, and maybe it's the buyer. Maybe the buyer needs to not put that much money out there. But, you know, if it's for research and if it's for stem cell, which we're dying to get out there, and every other avenue has been shut down, you know, why not?
All right, so make it here in the state of Colorado. It's a law. It's perfectly legal for any woman to go to any fertility clinic or any research center and sell an egg.
As long as they meet the health guidelines and, you know, I'm sure there's an age criteria, but as long as they meet the guidelines, they know the risks.
And you don't think it would be a kind of an unfair situation to, for instance, they make this argument about poor women what are you going to do? You're going to coerce them into selling theirs in order to get by?
I don't know that they would be coerced. I think the word would get out, hey, you know, here's a way to make $5,000. Any time there's money involved, I mean, people are going to find out about it. But I don't think it's going to target one sector versus another. I mean, I don't think they'll be discriminated against or coerced.
Would you favor parental consent for women under the age of 18?
I don't even know that the doctors would take them. I think there's a certain age criteria that they need. But, I think that's fair. I mean, you have to have parental consent for any surgery under the age of 18, so that wouldn't be any different.
All right. Lisa, thanks. Thanks for taking a stab at this. Really appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, talk to you later. John Turk has written on here, I want to be a female egg farmer. Oh, come on. Get serious. Here's Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey.
The young lady previously was right on the money. Men get paid for their sperm. It's a double standard. It's also hypocrisy from, our higher, you know, holier-than-thou Christians that they're throwing the stones. But also, who's making money and willing to pay this money, that much money for an egg? They're making money off of medicines and things that are derived from these eggs. So sure, they don't want to see anybody have to pay for them. You know, they would rather get them for free. And I think if the drug companies are going to benefit from these women that are out there, they're willing, you know, to give up their eggs, they should benefit also along with the drug company.
Would you consider an egg to be a body part?
No, because the sperm hasn't entered the egg, and as far as I'm concerned, it's something that the body produces like sperm. It's an egg. It's like we eat chicken eggs, you know. We without the fertilized egg, and you know, coming to, you know, you get the point of what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. You know what I don't understand, and I really plead ignorance on this, and so maybe somebody can call and tell me where in the hell do you go to sell sperm?
I don't have
a clue. You know, I mean, have you ever run across anybody who walked up? Well, where did you go today, man, on your lunch hour? Oh, I went and sold some sperm. I mean, nobody ever talks about that, do they?
No, and they're probably not too proud of it. The other thing is why did they do it? Maybe they needed the money. Maybe it helped them out, just like it's helping these young ladies out. I think it's a double standard in our society. I think the double standard comes from, you know, the right wing. They're hypocrites. They always have been. They always will be. The thing we have to do is understand why are they hypocrites and explain it, you know, to people that, you know, explain it to them to say, here's your hypocrisy. Now, why are you trying to control the bodies of a U.S. citizen where the government has no right, no grounds to control what's part of their body. My body, your body, anybody's body.
All right, Jeff, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Well, maybe somebody can answer my question about that. Where do you go? Because I got no idea. And I've never worked with anybody in my 34 years in the workplace where I've ever run across anybody that's ever claimed that they have. Robin in Fort Collins. Robin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I am doing really well. As I told you, the guy that answers your telephone, my eggs are like over hard, over medium right now, so I don't have to worry about it. But, you know, we've got so damn many things that are more important to worry about in this country than whether or not we are going to allow a woman to sell unfertilized eggs. It's disgusting. It is absolutely a disgusting topic to me. And it's not against you because it's an interesting topic. But, my God, let's put the same kind of effort into getting Bush out of office and getting our kids.
Well, you know, my only answer to that is that we do that on a daily basis, and I do it as much as I possibly can, but I can't, you know, continue to do that every single day, day in and day out. And, you know, I had never discussed this on the air, and I thought, I'm going to get on and see what people think about this. You know, religious right groups are definitely against this idea.
Well, my son has a debilitating disease that only stem cell research will possibly help cure. And, you know, if some woman makes the choice to donate the egg that could potentially save my son's life, I will honor her for the rest of my life if I was ever able to find out who she was.
And you don't think there's going to be anything wrong with her going out and selling it?
Absolutely not. No more so than the guy that goes down to the sperm bank for lunch and reads a magazine and watches a film and walks out with $2,000.
Is that how they do that?
It's pretty much a 30-minute deal.
Really?
Yep. From the guys that I have known.
Oh, man, I'd be too embarrassed to be seen coming out of one of those places or going in.
Well, they're masked. They're pretty covert.
Yeah, well, maybe it's just my hang-up. Anyway, hey, Robin, thank you, and have a safe drive, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks again.
Okay, bye-bye. See you later. One line open at 303-713-7600. I'm not even going near this with you, Gina Michaels. I am not even going to go near it, because you know what? I got a feeling you'd be against this. Am I right?
Yeah, I think you'd be right about that.
Now, okay, now tell us why you'd be against this.
I don't know. Just something about it doesn't seem natural.
Well, there are a lot of things.
Right.
There are a lot of things in life that aren't natural. Are you saying it doesn't seem moral to you? Is that
yes.
what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Do you arrive at that position from a religious perspective?
Probably.
Okay. So you would never do it, and you don't think that. All right. So do you think women should be able to, or do you think it's one of these things? Let me ask you this way. Okay. It's not right for you, so you would say, okay, I would never do it. But would you pass laws that would prohibit other women from doing it?
I'm well past production, but
Well, dear, we don't care about your production schedule. We're not asking about that. I just want to know whether this applies only to you or to other people.
I wouldn't be able to do it anyway, but I don't know that I would be concerned with other women doing it. I just wouldn't feel right about it.
Okay, that's really a fair answer. That's a good answer. That's a fair answer. Any answer is good here.
Okay.
Even if we don't agree. I have no horse in this race, obviously, because I never got a production schedule going. So, all right, it's 8:31, 29 in front of 9, and let's take a look at traffic with Gina.
Well, it's still pretty difficult in spots, although we're recovering now along the Boulder Turnpike. They cleared the wrecks westbound at Davidson Mesa and, again, at Sheridan. Still pretty jammed, though, Broomfield to Cherryvale. Of course, eastbound into the metro, traffic along the Turnpike is dragging there past the wrecks and, again, Federal to Pecos. In Aurora, we had a problem southbound 225 near Mississippi, and C-470 is really bogged down now, just heavy traffic eastbound Broadway to University. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 87. It's 61 now. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for a job? Don't miss one of the largest employment sections of the year, Sunday, September 17th. The Super Sunday Jobs Classifieds in this Sunday's Denver Post. Put the power of the newspaper's job classifieds to work for you. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power tools.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Listen to my show and all of AM 760's Progressive Talk in high definition.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
Get progressive about your career. You'll listen to AM 760. Now you can join the AM 760 sales team. AM 760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you're outgoing, motivated, energetic, and excited by commission-based sales, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to denverjobs@clearchannel.com today or visit clearcareers.com for additional information. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
8:33, 27 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos is the place to go buy that that great-looking vehicle that you need or that you want. Been bringing this up the last couple of mornings. You buy a new car, it smells good, and you get the whole thing, and it's all nice. But you know what? Drive it off the lot, it depreciates. You buy from Rockies, you allow somebody else to take that depreciation, and you don't have to go through all of that. As a matter of fact, Rockies is Colorado's number one volume dealer. Why is that? Because they have the largest, most diverse selection of clean, late model, used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They've got a ton of different ways to pay for them, and they get the matching down incentive going on up to $1,500. So you got $3,000 to put towards your next vehicle. You put down $15, they put down $15, and you got $3,000. And they've got great passionate people out there, people who will become more than just people you buy a car from. They'll become your friends. People like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, they're two great guys. Go out there and ask for either one of them. Ask for Spanky Herrera. Get out there and ask for Johnny Mays. Get out and ask for Fred Lombrado, Gerard Menard, Jim Monroe, any of the folks out of Rockies, Colby, Isaac, Ziggy, ask for any of them. They're out there, man. They'll help you out. And I'll tell you what, you'll know what it's like to walk on to a first-class dealership. You'll know what it's like to go to a first-class car dealership once you've dealt with Rockies. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. See their inventory. And you can pre-qualify for a car loan, which speeds stuff up. You want to talk to Steve about that. Tell them Jay Marvin sent you. Say, hey, Steve, Jay sent me. And you know what? They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. And that's another thing that makes them great, too. They're not some big nameless, faceless corporation. So whether you go out there and see my friend Roger, or you go out there and see Spanky, or the Alshire brothers, or whoever it is that you see out there, Colby, tell them Jay Marvin sent you. Get out and see them. They're good folks. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hey, Denver, it's Incredible Vision, made incredibly affordable. For a limited time, you can still save $1,000 on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, the Rockies' most trusted name in vision. So this summer, get out there and get focused with LASIK by the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Getting into something this morning that no other radio show would deal with. At 8:36... 36 minutes past the hour. New battle lines are drawn over egg donation. This is in the LA Times. Should a woman be allowed to sell her eggs? Yes or no? Brings in the whole stem cell research question. 303-713-7600. And let's go to Terry in the North Glen. Terry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Good morning, Jay.
How are you?
Good.
As far as the question of should a woman be allowed to sell her eggs, I thought possession was 9 points of the law. If they're not your eggs, you probably shouldn't sell them, but if they're your eggs, you can do with them what you please. I have a firm belief that most of the laws in this country are made by old white guys who want to run everybody's life. And as I told your cohort there, I'm really ready for the government to take their nose out of my bedroom and out of my crotch. What other people do is their business, and what I do is my business. And as long as they start passing laws about whether or not a woman can sell her eggs and abortion and so on, and where do you draw the line? Aren't they going to pass a law that says that you can't have plastic surgery, no facelift, no butt lift, no tummy tuck, no, you know, where does my personal liberty and the business stop?
Well, I think there are people in this country who would like this country to be a theocracy, and they would like this country to operate on the model of the Taliban or the Iranian, regime, where things that are deemed morally wrong are forbidden, or institutions across the line are closed down. Yeah, I think there are people out there who feel that way. You just don't happen to be one of them, and I'm not one of them.
It's personal liberty, and I just don't really believe that you can get to a point as long as you're harming other people. The government has a right to tell you what you can and cannot do with your own body. That's just not oil.
Should people be able to sell body parts?
I have some mixed emotions about that. I lost a kidney when I was very young, so if something should ever go wrong with my one and only, I'd be willing to pay for one. And if somebody's got an extra one that they're willing to donate or sell, why not? Here we go again. It's not my kidney to sell. I guess the bottom line would be, why not? You regrow your liver, you can live with one kidney, you can live with one lung. What's the difference?
You don't find anything morally or ethically wrong with that idea? Like, in other words, if somebody came to me and said, I'll give you $800,000 for your kidney, I said, okay, fine.
No, I don't see anything wrong with it, Jay. I mean, if I were to come over to you and say, gee, Jay, I really, really like that table and chairs that you have, and you say, well, you know, I built those when I was very young, and I've had it all my life, and I say, well, Jay, hell, I'd be willing to give you $500 for it. And you decide that you're willing to let go of it, what business is it of anybody else?
All right, well, let's see what other people have to say about it. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. It's worth considering. Laura in Centennial. Laura, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, Laura.
Good morning. I was looking over the LA Times article that you were referring to,
mm-hmm.
and looking for an answer to a question that I had, which is, have they considered using eggs that would be harvested through hysterectomy? People have these surgeries. I had
right.
this surgery last year. I would have been thrilled to have my eggs go to research.
I don't think it says anything about that in here, does
it? Well, it mentions that they've considered it. I don't know if it's scientifically possible, but at some point it probably would. And then that would beg the question of, is that ethical to use the eggs for research? And we'd find out whether people were really concerned about, the eggs versus the sperm, or whether they're really concerned about women's health. The article really emphasizes that the concern is whether women should be taking the medical risks of going through this, because it's not a 20-minute procedure for women like it is for men.
Right.
And so, the question is, should people be paid for taking medical risks like that? And I think that's more the ethical issue. The article then mixes it up with whether or not stem cell research is a good idea at all.
Well, then they get into this whole thing in the article, too, about taking being paid to take medical risks and being paid, for selling the eggs. And they get into the whole thing about, poor women versus rich women.
Right.
And what a poor woman will do to survive.
Right, absolutely. And I think that that's a real issue of whether, I think there are a lot of women who need money who would take the medical risk for, especially if it was a matter of thousands of dollars, absolutely. But if there's a source in, ovaries that have been harvested through hysterectomy that needed to happen anyhow, and the woman, the eggs would be fine for research anyhow, I would hope that that's something that...
Yeah, that sounds logical to me. I mean, if you're going to do it anyhow, what would be the difference?
Right, absolutely. And like I say, I would have been thrilled to know that my eggs were being used for stem cell research for free. I mean, I wouldn't have expected any compensation for my eggs, But what I think it's more about is whether women should be compensated for taking the medical risk, and will that end up influencing people to take that medical risk.
Well, it mentions
that bone marrow donors aren't paid for their bone marrow for that very reason.
Well, I think it all boils down to the same argument, though. I think it all boils down to the same argument of this. It's your body. It's your life.
Absolutely.
And it's your decision in order to take that risk, whether you want to be monetarily reimbursed for it or if you just want to do it because you want to help somebody. Regardless, in the end, you're the person who's got to make the decision, right?
Yeah. It's from a personal point of view, and from the point of view of the woman. Sure, yeah, it's the woman's decision. From an ethical point of view, for the scientific community, that's something they have to figure out. Whether the legislature should get involved in that, I sure don't want the legislature protecting me from myself. And that's what we've seen going on for a long time, and I don't know if it's a legislative issue as much as it's an ethical issue for the scientific community, as much as it is for bone marrow donors or any other kind of
donors. You're absolutely right.
But please don't protect us women from ourselves just because we're,
okay,
women.
I promise not to.
Yeah, I know you.
I appreciate that, Jay. You're safe from me. Trust me.
Yeah, I appreciate that so much.
All right, Laura. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Okay, see you.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Michelle in Evergreen. Michelle, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
So I just think this is just ridiculous. I don't know why the government feels the need to control women's bodies so much or threaten to control our bodies. Why can't we make our own decisions for ourselves?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, there are people out there who I guess have grounds to morally object to women doing this, and the idea that women would, as the last caller brought up, women would be paid to take a risk, or the idea that there's some decisions that you can't make for yourself, or the ethics of doing something like this. I mean, the way I look at it is, I think you should be free to do what you want to do as long as you don't hurt somebody else in the process. So if you want to sell your eggs, or if you want to sell a kidney, or whatever the case may be, and you want to go through the dangers of the operation, because there's an inherent risk, I guess, in every operation, if you want to go through it, then you know what? You ought to be able to do it. I mean, I don't think anybody should step forward and tell you you can't.
Right. I think morally and ethically, it's a great thing. You can use your eggs to help somebody that can't have a baby, or if they use it for stem cells, who knows how many diseases you can cure. I just don't get it. I don't know. But I'm late for work, so I got to go. But
all right. Don't be late.
I won't. You're the best.
All right. We love you. See you later.
Yeah.
All right. 8:46, 14 before 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll burst into open phones right after 9 o'clock. And one line open at 303-713-7600 on this. And, hey, thank you for all the calls. I mean, we didn't know where, we didn't know where this was going to go. And we got Adrian hanging on who says, you just can't sell your body. It doesn't make sense. And we'll find out what Adrian means by that. Scott in Winter Park is hanging on. He says he has researched sperm donation. So John and I can go out at lunchtime and make some money. And Michelle in Boulder says people sell their...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
It's no secret. GEICO would like everybody in America to get a rate quote at GEICO.com. Seriously, everybody in America, go to GEICO.com right now and get your free rate quote. Go ahead. I'll wait. Oh, and the best part? Once you see how much you could save, you can buy your GEICO policy any way you like. Buy online, call our 800 number, or visit a local GEICO office. Or the super-duper easy method, get your spouse to do it.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
.com.
What is the President of the United States going to do about Bin Laden right now?
Ed Schultz.
How are you going to fight the war on terror? I'd like to have some clarification as to what the plan is. Because you know what? In the last four speeches, all I've gotten was a scorecard. I haven't felt the fever from President Bush that we're going to get that son of a... I haven't felt that.
The Ed Schultz Show, weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
I want to feel it. I want to see it. I want to know they're going after him.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, he gets almost as loud as I do. Way to go, Brother Ed. Ed Schultz, this afternoon between 1 and 4. It's 8:49. It's 11 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. School is officially in season for some. And you know what? It's been quite some time for others. But everybody's getting back to school. And I got to ask you, have you fully adjusted to your new sleep schedules? Maybe the change in schedules has caused you to get some restless sleep. This is a good time to start thinking about getting a new mattress. But do you dread going shopping at a mattress store? Man, I hate going shopping at a mattress store. Why? Because they got all these mattresses all over the place. You know what? Forget that. The Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. Now, that's the way to go. Mary and I have known this for 8 years. And it's about time you found out. At the Select Comfort store, you can start your mattress shopping with a completely different shopping experience. And you don't go through all those overwhelming things with the rows of mattresses and all that kind of stuff and beds. You can find your Sleep Number and learn all about better sleep and the personalized comfort of your Sleep Number. Mine's usually between 75 and 80. Mary has hers usually at about 70. And I'll tell you something. You just get a superior night's sleep on a Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. The customized comfort means you get more sleep, it's restorative sleep, and it's the kind of sleep you need to wake up feeling refreshed and ready to take on the world every single morning. So you know what? Get to the Select Comfort store nearest you and check out the Sleep Number bed. It comes with a 20-year limited warranty and a 30-night in-home trial so you can try it at home. Check out the Select Comfort store nearest you. And there are Select Comfort stores all over the place. As a matter of fact, along the Front Range, Select Comfort stores are located in 9 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Cherry Creek, and the Promenade Shop at Centuria.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Flesher Hinton Music Company reminds, a creative outlet can do wonders for a child's imagination and confidence. Encourage your kids to explore their talents through drama, dance, art, or music. New forms of expression can enhance your child's personality, social skills, and outlook on life. This is from Flesher Hinton Music Company, featuring musical instruments new and used for sale or for school rental. 3936 Tennyson in Denver, and 1232 South Havana in Buckingham Square Mall in Aurora.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss? Exactly. Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Golf DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:53. 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 86. Mostly sunny. Talk about this LA Times article. New battle lines are drawn over egg donation. About the idea of women selling, should women be able to should a woman be allowed to sell her eggs? Let's go to Adrian in Denver, who says you just can't sell your body. Doesn't make sense. Adrian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey Jay, it's Adrian. I mean, you can't sell a kidney, right? You could sell plasma, but you could also donate it. There are certain things that you just shouldn't be able to sell. Like if you want to give part of yourself, that's okay, but to sell it, I think is just. It's wrong. And I think that the people that have called into your show and generally libertarian elements on the left that believe you should be able to do whatever you want to whatever and get the government out of my everything, and it's really just a silly argument. I mean,
well, I don't think it's silly at all. And then, for instance, I mean, give me a rational, moral reason why, for instance, that if I wanted to sell my kidney to somebody, that I couldn't do it. Why would that be a silly? Why would the idea that it's my body and that I control my destiny, and that I am a over the age of 21 thinking adult, and that I make a decision based on a financial transaction. Why is that absurd?
Because what it does is it puts power into the hands of the rich, and you have this idea. Well, you know, it's my body; I can sell my kidney. But you know that organ donations come from people if they're an economic incentive there. They're going to come from the poor. And plasma, if you've ever been to a plasma center, because I just graduated from college, I've sold my plasma. And it's, you know, it's all low income. It's generally minorities. And all the plasma centers I've ever seen in Denver are in low income areas, like in Eastern Aurora and places where people don't have any other option.
Yeah, but, you know, I would counter that by saying that with some degree of inherent liberty and freedom comes some degree of risk, and that you don't want to live in an over-regulated society. That's not going to make things, work in the populace's favor. And how do you know? I mean, in other words, I mean, what are you going to do? So what are you going to say? So people, you're going to look at when it comes to looking at a decision based on liberty and self-determination. That you're going to base your argument solely based on income?
Well, that's the same. I mean, that's the same argument you're making as a conservative right wing, is that we should be able to do whatever we want with our money. We should be able to build wherever we want. We should be able to, you know, take away national parks and use them for coal because there's more money in that. I mean, there have to be
I don't think so because I don't think those same. I don't think those arguments are the same because at some point, when it comes to all of those things, such as public lands, at some point when it comes to the things that you're talking about, you have community responsibility, you've got national responsibility, you've got an inherent responsibility for the upkeep of the country, and all most of us are asking for is that those people in the 1-2% area pay their fair share. We're not asking for them to be able to continue to operate under the current system where they're basically getting a free ride while the rest of us, particularly the middle and lower middle class, has to shoulder the burden. But that has nothing to do with somebody saying, okay, you know what, I'll sell my eggs or I'll sell my kidney because it's my body and that's what I decide to do. I mean, those two things have no... Those two things are not intertwined in any way, shape, or form.
It's intrinsically intertwined because of the fact that an unjust social system allows people to be rich enough to buy the body parts of the poor people. It's essentially creating inside ghettos, farms where rich people can then, you know, destroy their liver, buy another one off
the cheap guy. Yeah, but that's taking it to a huge, way, way, way out there Orwellian kind of, you know, fantasy. What I'm talking about here is the basic premise that there are certain liberties that I should be able to have, and there's a certain amount of self-determination that I should be able to have, just like there's a certain amount of self-determination that a woman should be able to have, and that the state has no right to step in and basically act in a paternalistic manner for a woman or you know what, or even for an adult male if it doesn't inherently have some kind of direct harm. All right, Adrian, I thank you, man.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right, that's it. And we got open phones coming up next. So you want to talk about this or anything else we talked about this morning? I got one open line, and I assume the people...
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
We're from Boulder. We just can't help ourselves. For 40 years, we've been proponents of smart growth and environmentally friendly building practices. But the truth is, we're not just green. We've been told we're also kind of sexy. We've had perfect strangers tell us it was love at first sight. When they turned the corner and saw those Victorian scalloped shingles wrapped around that dormer, well, that's all it took. For some, it was the bamboo floors. For others, the craftsman interior wood trim around the windows. And to think we spent all that time trying to explain the energy efficiencies of wet-blown cellulose insulation and the structural advantages of engineered lumber. Don't get us wrong, we're still green. But we must have something else going on. If you'd like to get to know us better, visit McStain.com. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It's been a brutal day in Iraq. Men weeping while Iraqi police make a gruesome find around Baghdad, the bodies of 65 men, all bearing the signs of torture. Reporter Larry Kaplow.
It's like clandestine civil war, ethnic cleansing. It's sort of localized cases of that. It seems to be more traced specifically of Shiite death squads lately, kidnapping people and taking them away and then dumping their bodies. Often now this has been in reaction to what they perceive as Sunni offenses, like the many car bombs, of which we saw two today against Shiite areas.
At least 32 people have been killed in car bomb blasts and mortar attacks today. Dozens more have been wounded, and the U.S. military says two more Americans have been killed in action. Authorities were unable to question the only Islamic militant arrested in the attack on the U.S. embassy in Syria before he died. He died in a hospital from his wounds. Three other attackers were killed during yesterday's brazen assault. Authorities say all of them were Syrians. Congress is at work today on legislation that has national security implications. Let's go live to Capitol Hill and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
A Senate committee is considering a bill to make legal the widespread warrantless wiretaps authorized by President Bush. But Democrat Russ Feingold complains angrily while asking for this, the administration still won't tell senators just whose phones they're tapping.
Clearly the administration wants all of us, members of the Judiciary Committee, the Intelligence Committee, and everybody else to legislate in almost complete darkness.
Meanwhile, a House committee is considering a bill today the president wants to restore the military tribunals thrown out by the Supreme Court to use to be trying suspected terrorists at Guantanamo. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
So the highest criminal court in Texas has agreed to weigh an appeal to reinstate the dropped conspiracy charge against former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay.
It's just more delay with a small d.
of the case.
DeLay attorney Dick DeGaron. DeLay is facing charges of conspiracy and money laundering. Primary day 2006.
There's a big sigh of relief among Senate Republicans this morning.
CBS News correspondent Bob Schieffer on Republican Lincoln Chafee's victory in the Rhode Island Senate primary. Despite his liberal stance and lack of support for President Bush, Chafee was backed by the GOP. As Bob Schieffer tells CBS News correspondent Harry Smith, Republicans weren't crazy about the challenger.
What people were worried about was that if he won the primary, there was no way, they thought, that he could win the general election against the Democrats.
In other races, anti-war candidate Ben Cardin won the Democratic nomination to replace retiring Maryland Senator Paul Sarbanes. After more than 2 weeks on the picket lines, Detroit teachers this morning have okayed a new contract. That clears the way for students to return to classes tomorrow. The tentative deal includes a one-year pay freeze and a provision for veteran teachers to pay 10% of health insurance costs. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 2, the Nasdaq down a fraction. This is CBS News.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A buddy of accused cop killer Raul Gomez Garcia took the stand yesterday as part of a plea deal. Jimmy DeLangel claims that in the days following the murder of Detective Donnie Young, he was confused and pressured.
And I was really scared.
Through a translator, Angel told prosecutors that Denver detectives threatened him during the interrogation.
She whispered into my ear that they would find a way for me to take the blame.
There was never any eye contact between Angel on the stand and the accused cop killer Gomez Garcia. If prosecutors are right, the two are long-term friends who have a long history in gangs. The father of Lance Corporal Lance Herring, suspected of staging his disappearance to avoid duty, is urging people not to jump to conclusions. Lloyd Herring says there are still big questions surrounding his son's disappearance that need to be answered, and he's pleading for his son to contact the family.
We love you, and we need you more than you can possibly imagine.
The younger Herring is supposed to report to Camp Pendleton by next Monday. At your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update, I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're starting to shake loose, mostly just some slow spots around town. Southbound 25 continues to be heavy out of Thornton and into downtown. I-70 had a snag there eastbound at Federal. And 225 shaking loose, cutting across Aurora. Just a minor delay southbound at DTC Boulevard. We also had a minor crash northbound Parker at Mississippi. Security wait time at DI.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows,
knows glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
If you missed any of the show, you can check it out at am760.net on podcast and download the hour of your choice. All right, let's get back to the phones here, and we go to Scott in Winter Park. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I actually, when I was in school, we were selling plasma, which I hate needles with a passion. And so a few of us did some research, and we thought, why not sell sperm? Well, what we did was we went down there, and part of the process, you still have to get stuck with a needle in your arm for blood tests. And they actually put a basically a Q-tip up your urethra for testing. And the amount of money was very, very minimal. And we said, you know what? I think I'll sell plasma because it was a lot less torturous. But that's some research there that we did. It's probably not conclusive, but that was one.
That's enough. That's enough conclusive research for me.
Yeah, exactly. Go. But actually, Mark Udall is my congressman as well up here in Winter Park. But I want, you know, he's going to win. That's knock on wood. He will win. But I want to challenge the representatives or the people in each of the three districts. I actually donated money to Pachoni, to Bill Winter's campaign, to Ed Perlmutter's campaign, much like you, because I believe in these people. And I want to challenge all of those listeners out there who've not donated yet. These aren't even in my district, and I challenge everybody to donate $5.
Good minimum. For you. Yeah, you're damn right. Do it today.
You know, and it's time. Let's get them while they're on the ropes. Let's get Marilyn Musgrave. She's on the ropes. Let's get her out of there. We need just to bring in real people. And I thought that would be a good segue into your next segment here. So.
And it is a good segue. And now I think we've realized, I got an email from a guy chastising me for discrediting myself on this topic, for last hour's topic, because I knew nothing about sperm donating. I had done no research on sperm donating. So I sent him an email saying, oh, well, I hope you'll forgive me. But now since you brought me up to speed on that, now I can claim I know about that as well as everything else.
That was at least one case, so. But it's a challenge to every one of those in each of those districts. I'm a Democrat up here, and I probably should donate to Udall as well, but I thought the money would go well-deservedly to Angie and to Ed and to, who else did I donate to? One other, Bill Winter. So, and for those down in the Springs, let's take care of them. You know, let's do it this year, and let Colorado be a great leader in this country.
Yeah, don't forget Jay Fawcett down in the Springs.
Jay Fawcett, right. Yep. We'll have a great day, and keep up the great work.
You got it. We'll see you later, pal.
Bye now.
All right. Let's go to Sue in Boulder. Sue, you're on AM 7. There you go. Sue, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good.
Hey, two things. I want to address this egg harvesting thing, which makes me laugh. I can't believe we're even discussing it. If you can sell plasma and sperm, then what's the issue? What is exactly the issue, you know? And then I really have to draw the line at kidneys. I saw this really interesting documentary on PBS, and in underdeveloped nations, people pay a lot of money to very poor people for their kidneys. And so a single mom with, you know, six kids would sell her kidney, and the family would do better for a little while, but then the health repercussions on the mother for only having one kidney usually put the family way worse off than they were in the beginning. So I think as long as there's no health reasons for what you're selling or donating, then it's nobody's business. But I can see how it would be a problem because very poor women would be tempted, but they'd be worse off in the end. And I don't really think that's responsible medicine.
But isn't there a certain amount of... And I'm just playing devil's advocate here, but isn't there a certain amount of don't you have a certain right though to make stupid decisions?
Yeah, absolutely.
If it affects
people,
you,
do it every day. In both elections last time, we saw plenty of people acting very.
Oh, that's
stupid.
that's very true. Yeah, you're right about that.
So yeah, we have the right to be stupid, but I think, you know, the medical community has to be. It's not the government that should say we shouldn't. It's the medical community should know better than to behave like that.
Well, that's kind of what they're debating. They're debating the idea of women, of, you know, the risk of donating versus the monetary versus the effect on poor people, on poor women.
Yeah, I'm not super educated on this. I thought of doing it myself. I was a little too old to do it, but I wanted to donate. I think it could be helpful to many people, and so I don't really have a problem with it. I don't think the health risks are super great. It's not like donating a kidney.
No, but if I wanted to sell my kidney, I mean, do you think the government should come to me and go, okay, you're under arrest?
No, absolutely not.
Selling your kidney?
That's ridiculous. But it's just, I mean, you probably don't have a monetary need to sell your kidney, but if someone you loved and you wanted to donate, that would be kind of a different thing. But I'm scared that if we get into selling body parts of that kind of importance, that a lot of people would be forced to make financial decisions rather than wise ones to keep them going through life. These women who sold their kidneys, I mean, we're talking dire straits. These guys were so poor they could barely eat. And then they eat for a couple months, and then mom's sick all the time, and mom can't keep up, and the families went straight down the toilet. You know, it's really serious to give up a kidney.
Yeah, well, you know what? I have to, you know, I got to concede to you. I mean, you've got a great point.
You know, Jay, I really wanted to tell you something about yesterday's show. I think it was the greatest Jay Marvin show I ever heard. It was at the end. And there was one caller, and I was wanting to call yesterday, but my hands were busy. I was working. I couldn't call. But the guy said everything I wanted to say, and it was follow the money. And I think if people start looking into where all this money went, a lot of murky, oily questions are going to be answered. And then that other caller who called in is James.
Mm-hmm.
That was really touching, and you handled him beautifully. That show really moved me more than any other Jay Marvin show so far.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for your kind words. I was having a bad day yesterday, too.
Well, that'll turn it around in a hurry, won't it?
Yeah, it will. Thank you. I love you. You're great.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
See you later. Bye. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. And let's go to Aaron in Fort Collins. Aaron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, I just had a couple points to make about the body part sales and stuff. With the eggs, I'd say no, especially after hearing that hysterectomy argument. Also because...
Well, wait a minute. You say no to a woman who wanted to sell her eggs?
Yeah. Unlike sperm and plasma, the body doesn't regenerate eggs. There's a definite amount in a woman's body when she's born, and I don't know. If she's out of the goodness of her heart when she gets a hysterectomy or something, fine. Give them away.
Wait a minute.
Sure.
What do you think gives you the right, though, to say to a woman that what she can and cannot do with her body?
You know, I don't know. I really don't have the right. I think it's just it could be a personal choice, but personally, I don't like it, and I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to say
that somebody else can't do it. You can't do it because you're not a woman.
That's exactly right. But I mean, even if I was a woman, same thing. Anyways, I want to move on to the organ thing. That's where my main point was. I feel that if you went to organ sales rather than donations, you'd see only the rich being favored in that because they're the only ones who'd be able to afford them. You wouldn't see any donated, and you wouldn't have the need-based list that we have today for organ donation. I think that the government has a responsibility to ensure that people aren't taken advantage of, although, as you said, we are, you know, should have the right to make our own mistakes. But I think the government have a responsibility to make sure that people aren't taken advantage of.
Well, I don't think donations would stop. I don't think there's any proof that donations would stop. That's number one. And number two, yeah, I mean, we get into this whole situation of how far do you want the government into your life? Do you want the government
exactly.
into your life to the point where they tell you, you know, what you can and cannot do? I mean, to
no.
the point of reaching a decision based on a financial consideration with a, you know, with somebody you know or whatever the case may be. I mean, you got to weigh the ethics of that out, and also you got to weigh the ethics of Sue and Boulder and her comments about those who are economically disadvantaged and about how it affects them. I mean, I think that you know, sometimes I mean, having liberty is not freedom is not an easy thing, man. That's why it's very dangerous to take it for granted. Aaron, thank you, man. Have a good day.
Hey, thanks. You too, man. Keep on doing what you do. I love your show, man.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
A 98 or a
98. Felix!
How's the gas mileage?
Felix!
Is there a reason why you drive with one hand on your chest?
Silence!
The Comcast Triple Play. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast digital voice with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast digital cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and programs ready to watch when you are. Each for just $33 per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. Call 1-888-COMCAST. It's Comcastic. Offer ends 9/30/06. Not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during the promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After 9, high today 86, mostly sunny. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Speaking of transplants, I need a brain transplant. That's all I need. Anybody want to sell me their brain? All right, it's open phones here. Let's go to Jay in Firestone. Jay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. I called in on the 6 o'clock hour about the Marine who's going to be tried for the murder.
Right.
And
there's three of them that are going to be tried.
Yeah. I think this fish stinks from the head down. Yeah, we got to look at George W. Bush. He's the one who put us in this position. Those people weren't going to be there killing other people if it weren't for his plan. So I just want to...
You know what, though? You really can't use that as a defense because... They're technically supposed to be, they're supposed to be trained. They're supposed to know what to do. They're supposed to know right from wrong, and they're supposed to know that you don't, if what is alleged is true, that you don't drag, a guy out of his house, take him down the road, push him in a hole, and then just shoot them in cold blood.
Well, that's what Saddam used. That's what Saddam used to do.
Well, yeah, but I mean, so what? I mean, what does that got to do? We're not. This is not. We're not. This is not Iraq. I mean, in other words, we're not. We're not. This government doesn't operate like Saddam. We have standards, right. And you're saying you're supposed to uphold those standards, and if you violate those standards, then you're going to get punished for it.
I understand that. I understand that. But we're all Americans. We all feel outraged about this. We're not supposed to be doing this.
Well, I agree. I mean, I think it's wrong. I agree 100%. But it doesn't absolve those guys from what they were to alleged to have done.
Right. I can agree with that. But you look back at everything that's been going on, even with Abu Ghraib, with those photos of the Marine sitting on a pile of naked Iraqis. You know, this is not America. This is not our country the way that we want it to be. I mean, you and I, we think alike. But there's so much crime going on through the government. It just frustrates me.
Well, I don't think you're alone on that. I think there are a lot of us that are very, very frustrated. We're you know, we see a glimmer of hope, perhaps, in November. There are a lot of us who feel that this administration is on the wrong track, that this administration shows, you know, I don't want to get on the radio and use cheap rhetoric, but, you know, they engage in, there's some kind of disconnect with them, some kind of insanity, some kind of pathological lying that's going on there about things, you know, where Dick Cheney gets on the Sunday television shows and said, well, if we had to do it all over again, knowing what we know now, on Meet the Press, he says this, we do it all over again, huh? What? In other words, you don't learn from your mistakes? I mean, in other words, there are things that are just very, very disconnected here and very screwed up, and I think a lot of us fall into the same category that you fall into. I mean, that we're just basically, you know, upset, angry, we want change very badly, we want some kind of direction, we sit back and marvel as to how in the world we could have ended up in this situation.
That
the people running the country don't learn anything from history? They never heard of Vietnam or North, or the Korean War, and the idea of trying to fight an insurgency with a standard army, and then taking troops and putting them in positions of police officers, which is not what they're supposed to be doing, and we have all this stuff going on. I mean, you know what, man? You're not alone. I mean, I think. All right, I'll just speak for myself. I think about this thing on a daily, 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 daily basis to the point where sometimes in order to sleep at night or to enjoy the weekend, I have to force myself to turn it off.
Exactly. Exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about. When I get some downtime, I focus, okay, I'm not saying I'm a right-wing Christian, but I pray I pray for world peace.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing, but, you know, prayer is not the exclusive territory of the authoritarian Christian movement.
Right. Yeah. But if I can leave you with a quote from Frank Zappa, they called it the Earth, which is a dumb kind of name, but they named it right because we behave the same. We are dumb all over.
Well, I don't think we're dumb. I think we're overwhelmed.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. With the information age and the amount of information that we can take in every day, it is overwhelming. It really is.
And the fact that the media has basically let us down.
Yeah. But, hey, I love you guys. Jay, hey, yesterday when you were talking to James at the end of the show,
right?
That moved me too, man. I'm bipolar. I relate. And luckily, I'm on the good meds. You know, I finally found the right medication.
Well, there you go.
I feel halfway normal now.
There you go. I'm going to my shrink today, man. Hey, hang in there, man, and thanks for your service to the country, and hang in there, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, Jay. Take it easy, and John, you too.
See you later.
All right, peace.
Good man. Okay, let's go to Blanche in Littleton. Blanche, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. First of all, I want to tell you, you really have an emotional job, because sometimes I have to turn it off because I get too emotional. so I can see that that takes a toll. The first thing I wanted to say is about organ donations. And the difference to me is so funny because they encourage people to donate at when they die or in case of accident or this or that. And that's considered a generosity, you know, and courageous and caregiving and all that. And then for someone alive to do it becomes a totally different issue. And to me, there's a disconnect between the thought on the two. That's just my observation. But the real reason I called is because of the issue of women's eggs. And I don't know if you've thought about it like this or not, but this is truly one time that it's a woman's issue. The issues of that are men's issues are abortion, incest, rape, war, things like that. They really consider those are really men's issues. But this is truly a woman's issue. Doesn't have anything to do with a man. And I thought that I would mention that because I think personally they ought to have billboards everywhere that say life starts with men. And no one ever does that. It's always the woman needs to do this, the woman needs to do that. But men need to protect their daughters, their wives, their loved ones. And if that was done, it would create an atmosphere totally different than it is that is in men's conversation now about women being wrong about this, that, whatever. But just wanted to point out to you that this egg donation, that is truly a woman's issue.
Well, I agree. And I also think at times that abortion is an issue that men should stay out of as well.
You know, life starts with, you know, I had a bunch of sons. And what I told them is do not be involved with a woman sexually that you do not want to be the mother of your children. And for the most part, it worked. When it didn't work, they really, really understood after they told me they had gotten a girl pregnant exactly what I was saying. Because then it came to them, you know, it wasn't about not wanting the child, not loving the child, this, that, whatever. It was the issue of the mother. And I think that that's what needs to be taught to boys is that you have life within you, and if you pass that on responsibly, then you won't have a problem with it. I think we need billboards that say life starts with men. And then the abortion issue becomes a totally different thing.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think you got great points. Blanche, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. I'm trying to think of that old Nelson Algren saying. You ever heard of a Nelson Algren, Gina?
Esoteric for me.
Too esoteric?
Yes.
You never saw the movie with Frank Sinatra, The Man with the Golden Arm?
Oh, yes.
Nelson Algren wrote that novel.
Ah.
As well as many other novels. And a great writer and chronicler of the Polish Triangle in Chicago. And he always had a saying, and it kind of went, never eat at a place called Ma's. Never, and I can't remember that part of it. It's like never play cards with a man named such and such. And never sleep with a woman whose troubles are greater than your own.
Mm. Wow.
I wish I could remember the whole thing. Yeah, he's if you ever get a chance to read The Man with the Golden Arm or any of Algren's books, you ought to check them out. They're good stuff.
I will. I'm a big reader. I love to read. So.
Yeah, Nelson Algren, one of my favorite authors, along with the and he's gone, of course, along with the late Charles Bukowski and others. 9:30 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. A look at progressive traffic now with Gina Michaels.
Little two-car fender bender northbound Welton at 14th. Otherwise, nothing major to be concerned about. We're still just busy I-25 southbound past downtown. Sluggish on the northbound side, Washington to Lincoln. And you still have a lot of company on 225 southbound near DTC Boulevard. Also, just watch out for the usual backups today on Arapahoe, either side of I-25. That becomes pretty frustrating. frustrating as they get that street.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008. Now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
Hmm.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:34. It's 24 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Or is that 20? That's 26 minutes. Yeah, 26 minutes. High today, 86, mostly sunny. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. And let's get back on the phones. We go to Maxine in Boulder. Maxine, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. I just wanted to weigh in on this egg donation or body part donation conversation because I've actually been involved. I have a vested interest. I'm a single mother by choice, and I have a beautiful one-year-old daughter as a result of someone willing to make donations to a sperm bank. And, you know, I didn't have another option because I didn't have someone that I knew who would do that for me. And I just
No boyfriend, no husband?
No, I'm a single mother by choice, and I don't have a boyfriend and husband, and I haven't had a lot of success, unfortunately, in that part of my life. But I now have a beautiful daughter, and, you know, there are a lot of single women, there are a lot of couples who can't conceive. Excuse the noise in the background, I'm at the park with my daughter. You know, and they need help, and they need assistance, and women actually go through much more rigorous process than men do to donate. Men actually do quite a bit of work because they have to go, they donate, they screen them for, you know, STDs, they screen them for known genetic disorders, and then they quarantine the sperm for 6 months. They have to go back, get tested again, and, you know, there's a lot involved, there's a lot of commitment, and something on the order of, depending on the sperm bank, like 3-8% of the men who actually apply end up donating.
Mm.
So, you know, and the same thing for women. I mean, this is not, you know, no, it's not anybody that can do it. There's certain criteria, you know, there's tests and so on and so forth, and it enables a lot of people to have families that wouldn't be able to otherwise. And I think that, you know, if women are willing to do that and, you know, anonymously, then it's a great public service to people that want to create families.
Yeah, I wouldn't stop it. I mean, I encourage it. If you know, men and women want to go through it, I mean, I think it's fine.
You know, it's, to me, it's been amazing. I mean, I have this amazing child now, and she's a joy of my life, and I'm happier than I've ever been, and it's the best thing I've ever done. And, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do that if there weren't men out there willing to donate. And I know a lot of women who have had, you know, who've used donor eggs, and they're in the same boat. So,
what do you tell your daughter when she gets older and asks where her father is?
I'd actually talked to some folks about this, and I'm involved in an online forum, and my feeling is I'm going to be completely honest with her in an age-appropriate way, so that when, you know, usually the first time I ask is about two, and the answers that I've been told to use are, you know, there are different kinds of families. Some families have mommies and daddies, and some families just have mommies, and usually for a two-year-old, that's enough. And then when they come back, someone else recommended this answer when they're a little older, which I think is great, is I wanted to have a child so much. I wanted you so badly that, and I didn't have a husband, I didn't have a daddy for you, that I went to a doctor and had a medical procedure so I could have you. And that probably works, you know, through four or five or six. So as they grow and as they can handle more information, I will give her all that information. I also used an open donor, which means when she's 18, she can make contact with the donor through the sperm bank. And I have an audio interview, I have a baby photo, I have health history, I have an essay that the guy wrote. I have quite a bit of information, and probably when she's a teenager, I'll give that to her.
Oh, that's
and then
great.
She can make the decision, you know, what she wants to do with that.
That's great.
And one of the reasons I actually picked the donor that I picked is because in his audio interview, which is now, you know, this is all done on the Internet, he said, you know, they asked him if he had any message for any children that might be conceived through his sperm, and he said, yeah, when you're 18, come and look me up, we'll hang out. And I just think, for her, as she's a developing teenager, that will be a really nice thing for her to have.
Yeah, I agree. That's really fabulous. You know what? God bless you. That's really great. I'm on your side. I think you're wonderful.
Well, and I'm lucky because I was 43 when I conceived, and I didn't need any extraordinary measures. I mean, there's a lot of women my age who can't, their own eggs won't work. And I was very lucky that my eggs worked and my body worked, and I didn't need to do, you know, in vitro or anything like that. So.
Wow. Wow, I'm just blown away by this. This is really great.
There are more women than you know, single women in my situation who are doing this. There are lesbian couples who are doing it. There are tons of, you know, married couples who can't conceive on their own. And it's a huge issue, and it's a huge thing for us. And it really, you know, it changes people's lives in such a positive way.
That's great. That's absolutely great. Boy, Maxine, thank you. I appreciate the call. It's been a good one. Thank you
so
much.
All right. Have a great day, Jay. Thanks.
Okay, you too. And have a good day with your daughter. Boy, doesn't that sound great? That just sounds great. Here's Karen in Lakewood. Karen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling about the stem cell.
Sure, go ahead.
One of the first things I want to say is that regardless of where the donation is going, it's beneficial across the board, whether you're going to help someone with Alzheimer's or, you know, help a woman who can't have a child, pretty much everybody wins. And I was looking at the LA Times article, and one of the things that the Lori Zoloff from Northwestern had
right.
said, that it was going to create an exploitative trade, taking advantage of women who might be so desperate for money.
Right.
The thing that's ridiculous about that is that I looked into donating my eggs 10 years ago. You know, there was no problem then. They were going to pay me the same amount. It's a really long process, and it's painful. And there's going to be the same number of women who are going to donate to a fertilization clinic as there are who are going to do it for stem cell research. You know, and less now because they're not going to get paid for it.
Well,
and it's just... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, in my opinion, there are certain... I mean, women ought to be able to be free to do this.
Exactly, and like your caller earlier, Blanche, had said, you know, you have to wonder if women were more fairly represented in legislature, where this vote would go. And as the other guy said earlier, well, if I was a woman, I wouldn't do this. That's absolutely ridiculous. There's no way that you can sit down and say if you were a different gender, you would make a different decision. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Right? Well, I think there's too many men on the scene.
There definitely is, and it's just, I mean... It's just so frustrating to me that this is even, you know, a topic that they're getting into right now because it's going into research. People are so paranoid about cloning and, and all this other stuff, because they hear these different, people get fragments of information and don't get that full story, so they don't know, and they make these immediate decisions.
Well, they're out there looking for stuff. I mean, they're out there looking for reasons. That's the big thing. They're out there, you know, oh, God, they're going to clone just like Dolly the sheep. I mean,
exactly.
You know, give a break.
Or we're looking for something to focus on other than, you know, the 65 men that were found today that were tortured. You know, anything to pull focus off the war, all the bad things that are happening. Let's talk about gay marriage. Let's talk about, you know, stem cells. And anything to draw that focus away from the things that are happening right now that are really, really important.
Yeah. The only thing is, though, you know, I said this to a previous caller. I'll say it to you because this is the frustration and this is the world that I live in. I absolutely, absolutely have a hard time doing straight-ahead politics and Iraq every single day.
Oh, absolutely.
And when I depart off of that and would do something that's not, that, you know, certain members of the audience who listen to this radio station who will send me these emails with these, you know, elitist attitudes of like just can't believe with everything that's going on. And I'm not saying you're doing this, but I'm just giving an example that you would be discussing and blah, 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 blah. You know what? And it's, I feel like saying to them, you know what? Why don't you just... Well, I can't say that on the air.
Well,
because,
actually, what
because
I was, what
you know what? It's like when I go to my shrink. It's like I tell my shrink. I mean, it's like, good God, you can't stare down the abyss and the black hole every minute of your life, or you'll freaking hang yourself.
It wasn't you, though. I'm talking about our government. I'm not talking about you. I'm happy that you're bringing this up. I think it's awesome. This is the first time I've ever called into anybody. But it, you know, like that's what I'm saying. You know, something happens and Bush immediately goes to gay marriage. Or we're talking about...
Oh, I see. You're talking about wielding the wedge issues in order to get out from underneath having to face what the administration has done or what the Congress has done on any number of levels of all kinds of things. And on that point, I agree with you 100%.
Absolutely.
I agree with you 100%. The only thing I'm a little troubled by is I'm a little troubled by this idea that gays and lesbians have to be second-class citizens and that to confront that argument head-on is to put yourself in a position... Of dealing with a wedge issue when there's a big part of me, there's a large part of me that sees it as a civil rights issue.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I'm just so generally frustrated with everything.
Well, I think everybody is. I mean, I think everybody is genuinely frustrated, shocked, taken aback, even though people will call up and say, oh, I'm not shocked by this behavior at all. Yeah, you are. You sit back and you consider what's going on, you consider what's happening, and you look around, and you say to yourself, you know what, this just isn't possible, that we could be living through this nightmare of all of this stuff, and, I mean, how's that happen? How do we get into this position where, I mean, I'm just speechless about this stuff a lot of the time. I mean, and you know, I just come in here in the morning sometimes and think to myself, oh God, you know, here we go again. And I'm thinking, and as I said to a previous caller, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about it at night, and I'm thinking about it during the day, and I'm thinking about it on the drive home, and I'm thinking, and I look at this, and then every once in a while I can turn it off, and then every once in a while it hit me again, like. You know,
we need to take anti-anxiety pills to deal with our administration.
I'm going to my shrink today, but it's like, you know, you think about this stuff, like, how in the world do we end up like this?
I don't know.
How did this happen? How did we allow all this to happen? Where were we? What went on? You know, oh my God. I mean, I know from my own situation, okay? I know from my own situation that I folded, you know, that when I was working at a very, very right-wing radio station, that I went along to get along. I towed the line. I didn't raise my voice. I knew the war was wrong. I knew going in there was wrong. I knew everything this administration was doing was wrong. But I would sit on there day after day and just go along with it because it was easier to go along than to rock the boat. And eventually, morally, I just couldn't take it anymore. So maybe I'm part of the problem, too, as being in part of the media that I, you know, encouraged it by going along with it. But it's like I think we're all shocked. I think we're all frustrated. And you know what? Here's our only answer. We got to turn it around in November.
Absolutely. And nobody who doesn't, this is my biggest pet peeve, if you don't vote, you don't get to say anything at all. We don't get to have a conversation. If you don't get in there and do something about it, then don't bring it up. You know, I drive, like you said, you drive home from work. I'm inundated by bumper stickers of this, that, and the other thing. And you know what? Did you get out to the polls? My guess is probably no. Because if that was the case, maybe things would be a little bit different. I remember when the Israelis had their election, they had a, 44% turnout?
Yeah.
And they thought that was bad. Our turnout is, 22%
yeah.
in the United States? It's ridiculous. You know, and it's just, again, it's just frustrating, and I go to other countries, and I'm embarrassed. You know, I'm not saying that I don't love my country, because I do. You know, I wouldn't trade it for anything. I could be in a lot worse position, but it is embarrassing that we allow these things to go on. I listened
it
to
is.
Lewis Black last night, and he's, you know, he's like, I can't even keep up. He's like, I barely had
right.
a Dubai joke, and then they went on to immigration the next day. And you just can't keep up with these constant embarrassments that are going on.
I agree. Thank you so much for the call. Call me again, please.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
All right.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Exception of those construction zones just east of I-25 on Arapahoe, a little slow there. And coming in from the airport between the Conoco station and about 78, they're doing some construction. Watch your speeds through there. As far as the weather goes, mostly sunny, warmer, high of 87, partly cloudy tonight, low 54, 88 for tomorrow. Right now it's 68 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The 07 Harleys are in. Go hog wild at Mile High Harley-Davidson 6th anniversary celebration and wide open house.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
5% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payment plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at a record high, but you can get rid of all of these. Consolidate your bills into one low, low monthly payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust that they'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans. They can say yes where others say no, and as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week, and you can get a yes answer today on the phone. They have $25 million dedicated to this program, so it's not going to last long. So call right now. This 5.75% rate with only a 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last long, so don't wait. Call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. So ask the person who does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. Then ask if they offer a lifetime guarantee on pads or shoes. Midas does. Finally, ask how long they've been around. If it's less than 50 years, then compared to Midas, they're still the new kids on the block. If you don't get the answers you need, head to Midas, America's leader in brakes. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas Touch. Lifetime guarantee valid for as long as you own your car. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
9 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 86, mostly sunny. By the way, you ever wonder what it's like to be in Guantanamo? You ever wonder what it's like to be behind bars in Gitmo? Tomorrow, we'll talk to somebody who was held at Guantanamo, and we'll see what he has to say about it. All right, it's open phones here at 303-713-7600, and we go to the phones, and let's go to Glenn in Colorado Springs. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I'm a conservative Christian, and you and I, we usually disagree on just about everything. But I got to tell you, yesterday at the end of the show with that Gulf War veteran, I was listening to that, and I said, you know, that's why I listen to Jay's show. I hardly agree with anything, but he's a good guy.
Well, I try.
And I mean that, you know, and I think that's why you have some conservatives listening to your show. You drive me nuts a lot of times, but... But you're a good guy.
And I try to do the best I can. I try to do the best I can, man.
Listen, I want to touch on the Oregon thing. It actually goes along with the recruiting discussion you were having yesterday. I couldn't get on in time. But my one son only has I have two sons. One only has one kidney. And totally healthy. Everything's fine. They say I probably passed it on to him. Most people die without knowing they have only one kidney. But they said have another sibling for him so that if he needs a kidney later... And it got me thinking, my 16-year-old son, who has that other kidney for him if he ever needs it, if we made took away the donations or made it you could sell your organs, he's got this 69 Mustang he has his eye on. When he turns 18, he would sell every organ in his body. So we'd have to put some kind of minimum. You got to be like 30 years old or something because there'd be too many young people out there selling anything they could. You know, and that's kind of in jest, but... I think to the point that the poor could be exploited if we had the opportunity when you get in trouble and just go ahead and sell, you know, a part of your body. You know, it does worry me a little bit, you know.
Well, I think you definitely have to have an age restriction on it. You know, that goes without saying.
Well, 18 is an adult, but yet again, you know, how many 18-year-old guys, hey, here's $1,000 or whatever, would say, hey, what the heck, you know? I mean, I donated marrow and all that kind of
stuff. What about 21?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we're all
What about maybe the idea of selling it is just a bad idea?
I don't see it as a Christian. I don't see it as the moral issue. It's not a person. It's just an organ. You know, even eggs are just eggs. But I just worry about, like some people said, the poor always seem to get hurt and the rich seem to get the advantage, and I'd be worried about that. But anyway, last point real quick. We went to a recruiter. We're a family of veterans. We do support the war. And my son wanted to join the Air Force. He went there, and that's when they told him, one kidney, sorry, you can't join. He said, well, we're totally healthy. I probably passed it on, and I was a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne. So, you know, I did fine. And they said, nope, sorry, can't help you. But while he was there doing the ASFAB test, young man came in, really sharp young man. I mean, the kind of guy that said, wow, yeah, here's good military material. Started talking with the recruiter. This was the Air Force, and the guy asked him a few personal questions. One, he did have a drug bust. I can't remember if it was coke or marijuana. Then he asked him about, have you fathered any children? And he said, yeah. He says, I have one child out there, and I know I'm not married. He says, sorry, that's two strikes against you. I can't help you.
Hmm.
And I was kind of surprised. I mean, so their standards are still extremely high. And he told me, he says, recruiters, we don't have to work. At least, this is Air Force. He said, there's too many people, you know, really high quality people coming to us that we're not going to take anybody with drug busts. We're not going to take them if they have any health issues whatsoever. And then at the fair, I saw an Army recruiter, and I went up to him and I said, okay, my son, his record's clean. Everything is great. He's healthy, but he only has one kidney. He was born just with one. He said, sorry, I can't help you. Nothing we could do.
So. Well, I could see that on a medical, you know, I could see that on a medical basis. Although, you know, the reports in the news media and the recruiting figures show that in some branches of the service, you know, they are having they are having trouble. And when you say you support the war, are you saying you support the troops, or are you saying you support the current foreign policy?
Oh, you know, I'm not a real politician kind of guy. I guess maybe it's just my background. You know, I was with the Rapid Deployment Force and all that. I just feel you go after the bullies. You don't sit back and try negotiating. So
you have to go after those who truly deserve to be to go after, and you have to be smart, and you got to be tough, and you got to be you got to be efficient about it. And certainly, what we're doing now is doesn't meet any of that criteria.
Tell you what, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Gods and Generals about the Civil War.
Oh yeah,
ever see that? I just watched it the other day. It was funny. I never saw it this way, but how very decent, good people on both sides, but with very different perspectives on their families, their loyalty to whether it was Virginia or the Union, whatever, came together and we killed each other. You know, 500,000 of us died. You know, of Americans over what we both on both sides felt was right, you know, it was duty and it was God and all that. So I think we're kind of almost in the same situation.
Yeah, well, I would just implore you to think all that through, because if you look at it, the number one enemy that we face is Al-Qaeda and his offshoots of Al-Qaeda, and we are not going to get those people, and we are not going to prosecute the war against those people the way they should be, the way it should be prosecuted, as long as we are stuck and bogged down in Iraq, and everything that this administration has said from A to Z has turned out to be wrong. Don't you think it's about time we tried another course?
Well, I just don't want just vets. You don't have to be a vet to have a discussion on a war. You know, even though I'm a vet, people that didn't serve, they have just as much a right.
Hey, anybody who's a tax-paying American, voting tax-paying American citizen's got a stake in this game, baby. Hey, Glenn, thank you, man. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's it for today. Back tomorrow, we'll find out what it's like to be behind the walls or barbed wire at Guantanamo. That's just one of the things we'll talk about tomorrow morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thank you so much. It's been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save